Because you know when... I feel like when you go to a petrol station, this is what chocolate looks like. But you're like, rah, boy, man, I had a Mars bar in time. You know, you go to like your nan's house.
No.
Yeah, want some chocolate?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, grandma. You're like, rah, this Kit Kat needs some lotion, bro.
Kit Kat doesn't break. It's dry on the outside and soft on the inside.
Oh, these are crunchy ones.
Yeah, got the exploding candy in it.
All right. Okay. Sorry to eat on the pod, people.
I'm not.
Wagwan. You're listening to No Money, No Problems. You know what? There's some people who got mad. You know, like when you chew, and people hate that sound. There's an actual condition for it. So I don't. I try not to chew or eat on the podcast. But some people losing it right now.
Yeah, that noise.
Why are they munching, man? Why are they munching? But yes. Oh, these are mad.
These are nice. Can we? Okay. Can we just...
Do you know what? I could give them the promo, but that would cost a lot of money, you know? My stock is high right now, isn't it? We had Baba Tunde one episode. We talk about headphones.
Yeah.
So you know the... I don't want to say the headphones, but they basically... They was on Instagram. They go in your ear and they test the sounds. And
I know the ones.
I got a pair of them, innit? That's why on the pod, I'm not giving them promo, bruv. That's free promo, you know.
What will it take? They'd have to have a talk with the agent.
Yeah, man. Email me. I'm hearing it. I'll drop all the products and on
the
slide, bro.
And then you'll have the video of Mo, like the shot of him when he hears them for the first time, and it's like it's the first ever sound that you've heard. They go,
because that's what he's done with. Because that's what they done with Beats by Dre. They just had them in loads of like artists had them.
So clever.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So listen, if you're listening, get me.
Yeah.
I can't even say, if I say who it is, that is kind of promo still.
You just done it.
If I say it. But I'm joined by Marcus Brunzi.
Yes.
Your name sounds like a old school roadman name still. Like the name like, hey, bruv, you know Marcus Brunzi? Old Brunzi. Now he's about that life still, blood. Man's a shooter, blood. And then I met you.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's a cool guy, bro.
I'm just a nice guy.
Who's into technology.
I'm into technology. I'm a nice guy that's into tech.
Yeah.
Born in Stonebridge, though. So.
Okay. Still about it, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still in North Wheezy.
Let them know, innit? Listen, might see me with a drone.
Yeah.
But I'll slap up your mum, innit? Like.
You might slap your mum with a drone, bro.
Whoa. Hey. Bare blades in her ear and that. this episode is I always like to kind of whenever I get anyone on the pod, it's like I always ask them like how they like to be introduced.
So
how do you like to be introduced? What do you say people, boom, you know me from this or you might know me from that?
I'd say like my main thing is I'm a presenter, right?
So
I've got a podcast called How to Kill an Hour.
Very good podcast. Plug that, man.
It's a podcast, myself, Dev from Radio 1, Butcher, who you came on the pod.
Mo's
been on the pod. Nick Bright and a few other guys come and join us regularly. And we just talk about tech, gadgets, but it's not as techy and gadgety as you might think. Mo was on the show. He's part of our esteemed lineage of guests. And we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's thanks for having me on as well, man.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it as well. I listened back to it. Because I think sometimes when you do pods... you kind of forget what you've said a little bit. And you listen back, you're like, hey, that was funny, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, let me... Yeah, that was funny. So, thank you for doing this, by the way. I really, really appreciate that. I just wonder, you know, Christmas time. I'm a fan of technology. The good and the bad a little bit, if I'm honest.
And there is,
Because I feel sometimes with technology, it can be used for good and then it can then be used for bad.
Yeah.
I follow you on Twitter and like you go to some of the expos and stuff like that as well. So yeah, this episode was about technology. So before we get into that, I'd wanted to also apologize about the sound. We've had a few people complaining about the sound. I apologize if the sound wasn't that good for you. But you know, I listened to the sound back and it sounds all right on my side, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know how people are consuming it. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon it's people that are on the tube or they're next to someone who's a noisy eater.
But you know me, I'm working on it. I'm not one of these people that, like, I don't care the sound. Yeah? It's my thing. Sort out your ears,
isn't it? Fix your ears. Get some better headphones, fam.
I am working on it, innit?
Cool.
And this is the 10th one. This is the 10th one. It's the 10th one, bro.
Yeah.
Get double digits. We get people like Marcus Brunzi on. Yeah? Now, I never really read comments out on here. But I kind of wanted to because I've had some people, I had really nice feedback.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I went to read out some of the comments that I've had. This one was a really interesting comment, which I had.
These are the iTunes comments, right?
These are iTunes comments. Right.
I want to have a look at this as well.
So this one is, podcasting is not for everyone. Yeah, this is a bad review.
That's the top line, because when you give a comment, you give a comment, you have you can have a subject line.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
that's the headline of their email. They're writing you an angry email.
This is someone that's listened to a few of them. They said it's not for them.
Okay.
Fair enough. They said, I love Mo, but this podcast isn't great.
Right.
Maybe it's targeted at a certain audience, but it's the same every week. The sound quality is poor for a newly launched podcast, so I have to listen via Spotify as they enhance the sound. The content of the podcast is the same every week.
Spotify, come climb into your audio files.
You know,
we'll enhance the S.
You know what, slightly, when I'm reading this, I'm like, is this someone at Spotify? Is this something going on here with Apple and Spotify?
Yeah, yeah.
The content of the podcast is the same every week regardless of the guests, i.e. raving guy stuff. I was really excited about this podcast when I heard Mo on Dane Baptiste's podcast, as it showed a different side to him apart from the comedy. But this pod is disappointing. That's fair, man. It's your opinion. That's fair. And, you know, you might listen to it. It's not for you. Some people love it. That is from IW86. Okay. I had a really funny one comment. I can't find it. But someone just said, basically someone commented and said the sound wasn't good.
Yeah.
Then they comment again. The sound is fixed. Five stars, basically. Cool. I appreciate that one. You came back to comment. There's a couple here on Twitter as well.
Didn't I get slagged off?
Sorry?
Didn't I start getting slagged off as well?
Yeah, someone slagged you off, Horatio. Someone slagged you off. Because, you know, Horatio, he's here. He does the, you know, he sorts out the cameras and stuff like that.
And the
there's a lot of time he'll be busting up in the corner, innit? You know what I mean? So I said, yeah, man, if you want to say a little something, say something. You know what I mean? Can't just have a man just...
And can we just describe, Horatio has got one of the strongest moustaches I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you very much, mate.
Do you wear that all year round? Because it's not November anymore.
Yeah, because I was thinking I was going to shave it off for November because I wear it all year round. Yeah. So it felt like you want to do the old switcheroo, but no.
Trust
me. This is all year round, 12
months. That moustache is strong. It'll sweet go down off her feet, innit? That's what I'm saying, boy. Horatio knows it as well. Yeah. That's why he's not.
He's like,
hey, peace to the haters.
Mo Gilligan's podcast has me busting up in public. The exchange story is hilarious. Big up. Do you know what it is though? You know, like with the hashtag, right?
Yeah.
I thought everyone would kind of use it. But then there's some people that use the hashtag, don't listen to the podcast. So, you know, it's just people saying like, oh man, Black Friday, man. No money, more problems. I'm like, nah, that's not one of us.
But when you feed the stats to Spotify, when you get that deal, you can be like, nah, 7 million people used the hashtag yesterday.
Oh, hey. So you're already on it. You're already on it. Analytics. But as a 10th one, I just wanted to thank everyone just for listening in.
100%.
So yeah, Marcus, this episode is about technology.
Cool.
What would you say growing up was your first piece of technology, which wasn't a television or a hi-fi?
Do you know what's funny? I reached out to my mum because
I knew
you'd ask something like that.
Yeah.
And she says the first thing that she remembers me getting really excited about, you can tell me if this isn't technology, right?
Yeah.
It was like a Tomy toy where it's like a steering wheel and a dashboard of a car and like...
I remember
It had lights inside it and used to drive. There was like a screen, and if you move the wheel left, the car would go left.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Right, it would go right, And apparently I was infatuated with this little toy. I used to sit there and just for hours. I'd go for a drive.
How old are you roughly?
What, how old am I?
Yeah.
I'm over 30 years old.
Right, I remember that toy, you know?
Yeah.
And it would be, it'd be a car. And when you steer it, go left.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was a real throwback, boy.
Yeah, so that's what I had. I used to use that. And yeah, you know, if I had a hard day as a kid, you know what I mean? I'd throw my toys
I'm guessing that was battery operated.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm guessing it is a piece of technology. It is a toy. But at the same time, it feels like the toy category.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of this. I remember, we were just like, I wouldn't say we were poor, but I remember just like, for us, it was about circling things in the Argos magazine.
Oh, standard.
So I'm trying to think like...
That was browsing the internet, bro.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't the first toy I had, but one I really, really wanted. So, you know Home Alone?
Yeah.
You know he's got that recording
thing. The Talk Boy.
Is that what it's called?
The Talk Boy, yeah.
I wanted one of those so badly. And I swear, like, what could you do? You could talk into it, right? And it was a recorder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you could change the voices.
Yeah, yeah. So you could slow it down, speed it up.
Home Alone, it's in Home Alone 2, isn't it?
Home Alone 2, the one with the President of the United States in it.
Yes, that one. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that didn't, funny fact, that didn't actually exist. So they had it for the film.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing.
It didn't,
it was
so
popular,
it
they brought it out. So when they made it, there was so much gas about it. They were like, yeah, we need to actually make this in real life. So it didn't exist, and then it became real.
Okay. I always wanted one of those, you know?
What would you do with it, though, if you got one?
I don't know, because I think at that time, just seeing something... I think, especially like growing up as a kid and seeing... I guess it's different now with kids, because kids can play, you know, computer games online.
Yeah.
Across the world with anyone. You don't need friends. So... I think seeing those things back then was just like, oh my God, you can change your voice.
Yeah.
You can do that deep, scary voice. You can do the high voice.
Yeah.
So already, I think as a kid, I was like, oh my days. And I think it was always, because I believe the adverts as a kid. So being a kid, seeing toys and, you know, like things like Mr. Freeze and stuff.
I never had one.
But seeing a Mr. Freeze as a kid, I was like, I can start a business.
Yeah.
I can make lollipops. Yeah. And I remember we got one. And we got one late, like, I think I'd been like 8 this time. Yeah. I wanted it when I was like 5, 6.
Yeah.
I think I was like 8, 9, and my mum got me one. And it wasn't like the real Mr. Freeze, it was like a cheap one. Yeah, like Mr. my mum would always get like the remixed ones from the market and stuff. Like, and then I remember getting it and just being so excited. I'm like, I'm going to make lollipops. I think I put like we didn't even have Coca-Cola. No, we had squash.
Yeah, you put squash in it. Squash, that's what you did, yeah.
Squash with water. And I'm like, bruv, man is making ice lollies, isn't
Cha-ching.
It? And in my head, I'm thinking they're going to come out how they do for, like, you know, Calypso. Brother, I remember taking it out. First of all, it didn't come out.
Yeah.
So already I'm yanking it out. And then, you know, like, because you're a kid, you're quite impatient.
Yeah.
So I kept checking on it. It's not done. Then it's kind of like frosted. And then you're checking on it. It's not really done. And then in the end, I think I left in there for like, I just forgot about it. It was like 6 days. Took it out. Couldn't come out. When it finally did come out, it's like the squash has gone to the bottom, so it's super sweet, and then the top is basically just water
ice.
Oh, brother, that is when I think as a kid I was like, this ain't real, blood. these toys are fake, bro.
Especially when you add the tap water squash in,
squash,
that gives it a very interesting flavor.
Because I always felt with squash, so how do you mind me? How did you make your squash? Because you wanted people to make it extra sweet.
Yeah,
yeah, I make it proper extra sweet.
Extra sweet.
So you know, like I always do. Yeah, I don't know if you've done this. When like, you know, when your friends come to your house, they can have a drink.
Yeah.
So you make them a drink, and I'd make my one like sweet. And their one is like slightly not so sweet
not
in
so
it.
Sweet,
like,
yeah.
Like there's like this much of dilute juice in there.
He's shown me like 2 millimeters of him. It was an inch of juice. Yeah, go on.
And then, you know, when you're walking up the stairs or you're walking to give them the drink, I know everyone done this, where they'd be like, let me take a little sip of my ice tea.
Yes.
Everyone had a little sip of someone's juice. Or this, this is like when my mum would do a shop and she'd get like a fizzy drink. We used to call it pop back then, didn't it?
Pop,
That word just fizzled out. I don't know what happened, boy. We did soda. And then
they're like, pop.
So we like Cherryade. So then I don't know if you've done this, where you used to pour like some like Cherryade.
Yeah.
And you know, like when it's right to the top overfilling.
Yeah.
Would you just like, I just go.
You know, I wouldn't stop pouring. I'd be like, I've got shit to do. I got games to play, man.
Every time. This isn't even mine. Yeah. This is someone else's drink, bro.
Standard.
Bare floating crisps on the top.
Standard. Did you ever like, I used to do this sometimes when I was really excited. Mm. I used to get like, once in a while we got lemonade,
Yeah.
I would get lemonade and then put squash in the lemonade.
Oh, I do that. Do you know how sweet that was, bro?
And this was well before sugar tax.
This
was
real,
a lot of sugar in there. Yeah.
Real E numbers. Just buzzing.
Get high.
Like, speaking of soda, did you ever have a soda stream?
Yeah, I did.
You have one?
The original SodaStream.
Ah, man, I always
think it was got
secondhand
from somewhere. Like, yeah. It came home secondhand from somewhere. It was old school. I mean, I remember looking at it thinking, oh, that looks whack. But yeah. SodaStream with squash.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Ah, I always wanted a SodaStream, man. I remember seeing SodaStream, yeah, as
get
a kid.
Busy with the fizzy.
that was their slogan.
Busy with the fizzy. Yeah.
Listen, I remember seeing SodaStream and I was like, oh man, man, we can have fizzy drinks forever.
Yes.
Forever we can have fizzy drinks. Now we were not getting that. And then I remember, like, as I got older, realizing you have to like replace.
You have to replace the canister. Yeah,
the canister. Yeah. I didn't know that. I just thought it just kept
forever.
It just forever, it's magic. Basically. Yeah. Just like, oh, this always happens. it's always like this. I guess so. Weirdly, like when I think of like technology, like being mesmerized by things like just young, like 6 years old, like a calculator.
Oh, you know what? A calculator, boobies.
Boobless. Yeah. When I discovered boobs on a calculator, bro.
He's with.
Because there was a way, there's like an equation to do it.
Yeah.
Where I remember I was like, I don't know the equation, but 8008.
Yeah.
Was it 5 or 2?
It was 5. Yeah, it was 5. Yeah, it was.
You put
five.
It upside down or something like that. Yeah. Hey, bruv. Hey. Hey, bruv. Look. Hey, bruv. Oh, my knees. Hey, man said boobs, you know. You're a mad guy, bruv.
Hey, if you're sick, yeah, say it loud when this is quiet. If you're sick, say it, bruv.
Now I'll do one better, bruv. Hey, sex. No, man said sex, you know. Nah, this bruv. Guy is mad.
Nah, Aaron said that last week and he's on report still, bruv.
I think, that was most probably. Yeah. Because I think other things, it's weird to like toys are technology.
Yeah.
But I think like a calculator was just like, just being mesmerized of like, what is 1 million plus 1 million? 2 million.
Yeah.
I think what really started to, I think I was in secondary school, what kind of blew my mind of when I realized the tech, you know, technology, I was like, this is real.
Yeah.
You know, on a calculator, it works via, is it solar?
Solar power. The little strip on it.
And then I remember just putting my thumb on the strip and it was disappearing, bruv. It was like that film, what's it called? Where did it start disappearing? Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the...
And I'm like, bruv, the numbers are disappearing. And then I put my thumb and I'm like, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if that actually worked.
We would have heard of solar power, but you think it's rub. You think, whatever. You're not gonna see it. But yeah, that little strip on the calculator. And you were, in your head, did you also think, this calculator would last forever?
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead and gone. And this calculator is still going to be
Anyone ever saying, guys, has anyone got any batteries for the calculator?
Yeah, it's crazy. Do you know what was one of my favorite bits of tech from school was the guy that had the calculator watch with the remote controller as well. So
yes.
You could like change the TV channel and just watch a video or turn the volume up or turn it down and watch the teacher running around going, I don't know what's going wrong with the television today. And then you're like,
I remember one kid had that.
Yeah.
What did
that kid look like? Go on, I want to hear about this
one
kid.
One kid called Russell had that. Yeah. He had that. And I don't think it was his. I think it was like his dad's and he'd worn it.
Yeah.
And we were like, rah, that's the calculator watch. So already we're like blown away.
Yeah.
You have a watch and a calculator. The Casio one, innit?
Yeah, the Casio one, of course.
And that was quite expensive,
it was like
that watch.
Like a big £30.
I was like, rah. And he had it. And I remember him telling us it was like, I can change the TV over. So we were like, rah, you can change the TV over. And I think one time we were, because I remember the way to change the TV over was quite complex. You had to get like the code from the TV, which was on the side. And we were like watching like a video in school or something. And we looked like, go on, Russell, do it then. Do it. Bruv, this guy was not changing the channel, innit? I was like, come on, bruv. This is your calling, bruv. Bro.
Come on, Russell.
Like, you know when you see it in films as a kid? Because there's always those films you see as a kid. Like, bruv, where these kids are? Like, bruv, this guy's got real technology. Yeah, like, Richie Rich or something
Richie
like that.
Richie Rich, yeah.
And then you're like, bruv, do it then. Do it with your watch. Change the channel. And then Russell's like, I can't right now. Because
I need the manual.
I'm like, nah, bruv, your watch don't work, bruv. Your watch does not work.
That was my favorite bit of tech from school. Had to be.
Yeah.
That had to be one of the cool. Like, when I saw that, I was like, I can just at any point to turn off the TV?
Yeah. Because that was like it was like Mischief in it as a kid.
Yeah.
Of like, rah, like Bart Simpson, Dennis the Menace,
the
original Mischief Mandem.
Yeah. We even had a key at our school. We had like a key that was used to unlock gates. It was like, we called it the FP key, right?
Yeah.
Because it had an FP on the key and all the padlocks that had FP on it or doors that had FP on it, we could actually open those locks.
Yeah.
So somebody got their hands on the FP key and cloned it. and started selling it around school.
What?
So
wait, how old are you in this at this time?
Secondary school.
So oh, okay, secondary. I thought it was like primary school. Okay, no.
Secondary school, yeah. So we had the FB key and we could get around and kind of, like, I remember having that and like opening up little cupboards, looking at like books. Oh, crazy books. Closing it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, we did not think of stuff like that, boy.
Yeah, or open the back gate and hop out of school, but that's for another day.
Yeah, that's like, that's one of them ones where you get caught and then they're like, so how did you open the back gate then?
Yeah.
And you're all sitting there in your headmaster's like office. And then it's like, bruv, no one snitch. Nah, I'm not going to say nothing. One person.
And there's always one.
There's always one,
dickhead.
Bruv. And it's dickhead. Weird because it's like, obviously, like, it was a grass, innit? Yeah. Like, you're a grass.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you're a snitch. That, the word snitch.
Snitch.
Bruv, that gets under your skin. Yeah. If someone could, bruv, you're a snitch, bruv. No.
Yeah.
I swear, blood.
Nah, he's a snitch, man. Don't talk to him. Snitch.
Yeah, blood, that word. Yeah. If someone calls you a snitch, like, he's like, nah, bruv, you're a snitch, bruv.
Nah. And then, like, if you'd be in, like, detention or whatever, like, we had mad detentions where they'd just, like, take you out of class and you'd be by yourself, but... you couldn't talk at all.
Yeah.
All day. So you have to come into school early, go to this classroom, call it the base room. That's what we had.
Yeah.
And then, you'd stay in there all day. You'd have lunchtime before or after everyone else. Yeah. So you'd be like, you'd be in maths and you'd just see whoever solitary confinement, basically.
Yeah. Referral room. That's what we had one in my school.
You called it referral room.
Yeah.
Why was it called the base room? It sounded sick. Yeah. Base room.
Yeah.
Sounds like so you rave.
Oh, tell everyone in detention right now.
Base room.
You got to write down the things that you've done and why you shouldn't have done them. 100 lines.
But I remember being in the base room and someone said, so what are you in for?
That's literally, oh my gosh. When I went to referral, I was like, I'm finally here. But not, I wasn't proud to be there, but I was like, I can say I've been here, innit? Yeah, because there were some people that were just always there.
Some people lived in it. I swear some people at school, I didn't see them after year 9.
Yeah, you didn't see them in lessons.
Yeah.
You might have seen them a couple times in assembly. And then they're like, oh, I thought you left.
You're still here.
Nah, man's been in referral. You know that there was always a kid who was so bad, he just had to hang around with a teacher. You remember that kid? Like, he'd always be with like a deputy head.
Yeah.
Just helping out.
Yeah.
holding like books or something like that.
And you'd always have some wisecracking teacher, like, so you'd be laughing at him. Oh, yeah, look at him now. Yeah, not so funny now, are you? Oh, yeah. Huh? Had all that energy to run your mouth in class and look at you now. Yeah? Use that energy to carry these books. Yeah. And we'd be like, oh,
mate. It just gave you the reminder of like, hey, let's not end up like him.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be quiet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, in terms of, because I remember being in secondary school.
Yep.
And using, I think when I was in secondary school, that's when the internet wasn't out, but it was my first opportunity to use the internet.
Yes.
What was your first like chance to go on the internet?
We had my first ever internet experience. I think we had a computer at home.
We had a rich computer at home.
Nah, boy. Nah.
The rich guys in Northwest London.
I think it was at home, or it may have been the IT room at school, but they had the internet where it was like the beginning of the internet. So like you'd have to go www.wwe.com.
That's obviously the main first website you go to.
And we just like, I remember going on it, and I think the first thing I wanted to Google was that or yo-yos or something like that. I wanted to see the next yo-yo because there was a time at school where yo-yos were in.
And then
they were quite techie. They had like ball bearings in them and stuff like that. So some I don't know about you. Like we had like a year when we came into school, and then everyone just had a yo-yo.
And I was like,
I need to get my yo-yo game.
So
I remember going on the internet and searching for like, I think it's called a Pro-Yo. Bumblebee.
They had the mad names.
And I looked at I was like, this yo-yo looks sick. And they were like, if you throw it like down, because with yo-yos they don't just go up and down, you throw them down and they spin for a little
spins.
While it like, can have an extended spin time of up to 60 seconds. And I was like, bro, 60 seconds,
yeah,
I could do all the-. So I remember going on the internet and looking at those, and I remember sitting there. No, I remember where that was. I was at my mum's work.
Yeah.
That's where I was. I was at my mum's workplace and she had a computer. And I was there like, I don't know, outside of school hours. She was finishing work. I remember sitting there typing in the website for the Pro-Yo and just sitting there for about half an hour waiting for one image to load. The yo-yo. And I remember thinking, this is sick. Only took half an hour to look at this picture. Oh, I was gassed.
Yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's one of my first experiences of the internet, I remember.
Yeah, I think my first internet experience was definitely... So there was a thing where, like, if you didn't want to be in lessons, then you had a the referral unit was, especially in my school, was for kids who had been bad. Then you had this other thing called learning support.
Yeah.
So that was kids who had, like, some who had special needs, some who were, like, dyslexic. Yeah. So most of the time, if you want, if you didn't want to be in a lesson, you'd be like, I'm going to act up because I know I can go learning support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you go learn support. A lot of the time, there's, like, people in there helping other people. So they say, no, it's okay. Just use a computer until your next lesson. Cool. So that used to become like a thing, innit? I ain't going French. I'm going to learn support, bro. I'm going on these computers. And I remember just being on computers, and weirdly enough, we're like, the computers was facing the table.
Yeah.
So the teachers could see what you was going on.
Yeah, of course.
And I remember just going on. I think this was then, I think it was like, what did we go on? There used to be this thing called like Candy something, but it was like a games thing. Like you can play games, and it was this website where they sell sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think it's like maybe like pinball or something like that. So that's like the game you play. And I remember everyone would play that. It'd be like, I'll go into Candy something. I can't remember what it's called. Candy Shack or something like that. I don't know.
That sounds like a different kind of website. Candy Shacks.
Yeah? It definitely is now, boy. Welcome to CandyShack.com.
Yeah. So if you're at work right now listening to this podcast, just type in CandyShacks.com, press enter, and just.
But it was like some kind of website, but they were all games in, like, which is so weird because you've got Candy Crush now, isn't it?
Yeah,
which is like kind of like
big game.
Yeah. So I think that was what all the kids would go on. And then there'd be like one kid that always had like the internet at home.
Yeah.
And he's like, he'd show us like websites that were just like, bruv, what's this?
Mm.
What's this? There was one called, was it rotten.com?
Oh, fuck.
Do you remember that?
You know
just
what?
Seeing mad stuff.
It's still, I think it's still there. I think it still exists.
Really?
That website is just full of the nastiest.
Yeah, shit, yeah, man. Yeah. And I remember normally what would happen, someone would go on it and the teacher was able to monitor what we were going on.
Mm.
So a lot of the time you see everyone like, just, you know, like you, in your chairs, like your computer chairs just swiveling over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, that's mad, rah. Oh, where it is. Like,
yeah.
Even being in IT and being on those chairs was just so fun and be like, hey, bruv, look, hey, look, hey, look, I got hydraulics, you know. Hey, hey, that's cool, bruv. That's cool, bruv.
Mo, what have I told you about the chairs? They're not a toy. Oh, sorry.
Stop swinging on your chair. Say, man, say. Just, and then what would normally happen, someone would go on a website and we'd all kind of huddle around someone's computer. And I remember one kid went on porn, but it was just like, I don't think we were like... As kids, we wasn't ready for it. We were all a bit like, what is this, bruv?
Mm.
Like, what the hell is that? That is someone coming under the floor, bruv. If you can hear that. That is someone escaping from freedom, bruv.
It's internet police.
Yeah, I know, I know. Coming from where? But yeah, I think that was like most of my first... like experience on internet. And then especially that, like when we go to learning support, that would be a lot of people going on Google and then go to Google Images. What, I can image anything.
Yes.
So you know, you Google image The Rock.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold, Triple X.
Triple H.
Triple X, you know, Triple H.
Triple X,
and then there'd be one kid just be sitting there, it's like, vagina. Not even that, just sex.
Yeah,
images. Sex. Hey. Excuse me, can you get off that, please? No, I was joking, innit? I was joking. But don't you think it's mad that I always think what was mad is the computers back then.
Yeah.
How big the computers are then to now we have iPhones, which are computers.
That have more, they can do more. You can do more with a phone than you could ever do with a school one. Quick, you're reminding me of so much stuff in IT. So as computers became more popular, you got more, did you have an IT room?
We had an IT room. Yeah, so this was a big deal as well.
Yeah, this was a big deal. IT room was sick. So I want you to imagine this. And if you when you're listening to this, imagine this. So we had like rows of computers that would face each other.
Yeah.
So like you would be on a computer and I'd be on a computer. The screen would be facing my way and your screen would be facing your way. Because the screens were so, there was no flat screen back then. Because they're so big.
Yeah.
They needed to rest on the computer tower. So the computer tower used to be on its side, didn't it? And the screen would go on top of it.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, on a desktop. Yeah.
So if Mo was sitting opposite me, there'd be about a meter between us, right? Yeah. So what we used to do is I'd get someone to distract you, and then I'd swap your mouse and keyboard.
And plug my mouse and keyboard into your computer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I'd watch you there, like trying to move the mouse. Like, what's going on? And I'd type, if you were on Word or something, I'd type in S-E-X. Control and then print.
Like, miss, print miss. Then, you miss just, is broken. It's broken. Oh,
teacher
would
come
God.
Over, delete, delete, delete. Fuck you, miss.
Okay, I'm going to have to call one of the IT specialists because I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I don't know, miss. I don't know what happened. Or did you ever take the balls out of the mouse?
Yeah,
Bear man took the balls out of the mouse, bruv. Yeah. See someone just, hey, miss, my mouse ain't working, you know? You see someone with those like weird rubbery mouse balls, like sounds so mad, rubbery mouse. But I remember that was my first computer as well, because I didn't like we didn't have a computer till quite late on in my household, and I got the computer because I think I got it for free. My mum's friend's husband at the time, he used to work in like business or something like that, and then I remember him. They got a new computer, and he was just like, "Oh, do you guys want?" Our old computer. Mm. So I was like, yeah, of course. We'll have that. So I had this computer. When I mean, like, this was so bog standard as a computer. I had no internet. Like, just didn't have internet, basically, in it. Because this was at a time when my mom was single parent, so she was just like, I don't have money.
You don't need internet.
Like, we have incoming calls, isn't it?
Yeah, what's this internet that you need?
That's the most we can communicate with the world, is that we have incoming calls. Yeah. If you want to call someone, call the emergency services.
My mate's parents had a payphone in their house, you know? Like, you had to put money into the phone.
I know some people that had that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not? Yeah, there's a few people that had that. Like, you got, because I remember there was like a Cadbury's? A Cadbury's chocolate phone. Was it? No, I'm thinking of something totally different. There was this weird Cadbury's thing where you put money in it and you get a Cadbury's chocolate.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Like the little thing. Like they're like a little, it's like a thing. Little sweet thing that you combine and you put money in it.
I was like, what is the point of that?
Yeah.
I've got my chocolates and I've got to pay to access my chocolates.
It was a piggy bank, innit? That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's long.
At the time, I wanted one as a kid. Bro, I want one.
Yeah.
Rah. Man can sell it in my house.
Yeah. I had one for jelly beans, but I just used to break it open and then take the coin and put it back in again and be like,
I got something like that mad late on. I think I had a what are they called again? The fruit machines?
Yes.
There's a fruit machine.
Getting
but it was
into gambling young.
Yeah,
yes.
So what it is, it just like, I was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
My friends would come around, this is a bit of fun. Yeah man, pour another 20p in there, bro.
Come to Moe's Casino.
Keep going, bro. Keep going. Did you ever have anyone who lived around your area who had an actual fruit machine in their house?
No, please. Tell
I
me.
Knew a kid.
Oh my
whose
god!
Whose dad had a real fruit machine in his house, and you had to put money in it.
Did he live in a pub?
We didn't live in a pub, but it was always a bit suspicious. You know, you just like, your dad's a bit. Like, it's only until we got older where he was like, "Yeah, your dad's a little bit dodgy,
yeah,
innit?"
Yeah,
like
fruit machine in his house.
I never forget once I stayed at his house, and he had like a cabinet, and in the cabinet was a bag of phones. But this is like before Nokia face off days.
Right.
So you know like when it was just a Nokia.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Shit,
when you just pull up an aerial, it was just called a Nokia.
It's a brick phone. Central.
And you know when I was a kid, I wanted a phone and I was fascinated by phones so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about phones. I was just like, I need a phone, innit? Because that's the thing to have. Phones and pagers.
Yeah, pagers.
Were like the thing. And I remember just seeing this bag of phones. And I was like, I remember like saying to my friend, I was like, hey, Rada, your dad's got loads of phones. Like, can I have one? But he was a kid, like, can I have one?
Yeah.
My friend was like, no, you can't have my dad's in it. I was like, come on, man, there's loads of them. It's like, bro, there's like 12 mobile phones in here. Just like, I was like, why has your dad got a duffel bag of phones in it? When I think of it now, I'm like, bro, your dad was a crook.
Your dad was a lieutenant.
No.
Your dad was a lieutenant
when
out
I mean,
there, yeah.
Like, his dad was a crook. To the point where, I remember once we were all playing out. And his dad and his friends were all sanding down this car. Just like, it was on the grass, because we used to play football on the grass. Yeah. And his dad and his friends just sanding down one car. And we, you know, as a kid, you don't question that. Yeah. You just think, this guy's doing work, innit?
Wow.
Labour guys. But I'm like, your dad's not a mechanic for him to be sanding down a car, innit? And I remember this, we always just, oh, what happened to you? Because Michael...
Wow. Big up him. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hope you're doing all right.
Anyway, bro. I'm sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm tired, isn't it? You know who you are if you're listening, it.
Well, we all know who he is now.
But then I remember we used to ask him, like, dude, like, what happened to that car?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And he's like, yeah, my dad sold it. And I was like, man, that was a quick sale, boy. Because they were proper sanding it down. There must be about 4 or 5 guys. And his dad had just come out of prison as well.
Okay.
So his dad recently had just kind of come out of prison as well.
His dad was active then.
Yeah, and his dad had like a... I'm really like just literally painting a picture of who his dad was. But I never forget once, his dad used to work at this club, right? And my friend said, oh yeah, my dad's going to work, innit? Do you want to come? So I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I've told my mum I'm staying at, you know, my friend's house today. My mum's like, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Stay at his house. We go to the club where his dad works.
Yeah.
This is like young kids in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And just like, so like when I look back at it now, I was like, your dad did not work at that club. He was there selling drugs. We were upstairs in the office playing Super Nintendo.
Oh, Super Nintendo, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. That was a piece of technology that I said. Oh, man.
What was your first console?
It was a Mega Drive.
Okay.
Which was a Sega 16-bit.
Yeah?
That's what I had, 16 bits of processing power.
Is that the more kind of common Mega Drive? Because there was always some weird ones like Super Mega Drives and all that kind of stuff.
So there was the original Mega Drive. No, there was the Master System.
Yes, I remember that.
That was a bit before me. There was the Master System, which had a game in it. So if you didn't have, if you bought it and you didn't have a game and just turned it on, Alex the Kid came on.
Okay.
Someone told me that the other day. Old school platform game. And there was the Mega Drive, which had Sonic the Hedgehog on it.
Okay.
Sick game.
Yeah.
One of the best games
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, oh no. Sonic, iconic, man.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that was the first console I had. I thought it was sick. Like, it was amazing to have this cartridge, this little, well, I say small, it's about the size of an iPhone, this cartridge that you'd have.
Yeah.
And you'd plug it into the top of the Sega Mega Drive. You'd turn it on. You just hear the Sega.
Yeah.
This is sick. this is so sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had the regular Mega Drive. Some people had like the Mega Drive 2.
Because I remember my friend had one and he used to put CDs in it, I swear. Yeah,
that did exist, the Mega Drive CD. That was a thing.
Yeah, I think that's the one he had.
Yeah, he was sick. Was this Michael?
No, this was my other friend, Adam.
Okay, cool.
He had that one because I think we had a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I remember when we got a Nintendo, it was so funny. My mum like got us presents for Christmas and she said, all right, cool. You guys are going to, you're going to do a hunt around the house basically. Yeah. For this one last present. So my mum left like clues around the house where to find it. And each clue there was like a sweet.
Sick.
So we'd already opened our presents and stuff. And then we're all searching around the house. Everyone's searching under beds and stuff. Mm. And then my sister found it. Ah, Nintendo! I got a Nintendo! Sick. But she thought it was for her. Then my mum was like, no, it's for everyone. And my sister's like, oh. Okay.
Literally. Fuck's sake, mum. Yeah. What was that?
I think my sister was crying.
Who was me?
Yeah. So we had a Nintendo. I think the game we had, it came with a game which was Mario Brothers 3.
Sick.
I think that's the one we got the kind of tail.
Yeah, that's it. The raccoon one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we had that and it was so funny because we had one control. Basically.
Yeah, to share the control.
Yeah, because it was one player.
Yeah, that's it.
So it was a one-player game. So everyone had their go, basically. Mm-hmm. If you die, you pass over the pad.
Ooh.
So me and my two sisters, like, we'd be playing it. And I wasn't, like, very good at it.
Yeah.
I used to cry so much, man. And they'd laugh at me. Sure, man. And you know, like, I was one of those kids where, like, I had the control pad. And I'm like,
yeah,
sure, man.
Did you see that?
And then I remember losing just, like... You know, you're getting that, because that's the thing, like as a kid, you're getting that small kid rage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my sister, no, it's my go now. And then, but that Mario was wicked, man.
Yeah.
Like, just, even like, you know, when you some of the levels, like, that's
one of my favorite.
Man knows. But I remember, like, my...
Actually, you know what? When bad things happen, like when you're a kid and someone falls over and they hurt themselves, in my head, that's the song that will come on. Someone will drop and bust their head. And before they got up, you just hear... Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll be like, oh, shit. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they get up and I'll be like... They're cool.
Yeah, no. When you got that star?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, bruv.
Yeah.
When you get that... Was it a star or was it mushroom?
It was a star.
The mushroom makes you go up.
The mushroom was like...
Yeah. And then when you die, yeah. and then when you jump on the flag,
yeah.
Mario for me was like, that's the first game like we played, and my sister was really good at the game, like in terms of, she was really good at like problem solving, but she was just good at just clocking the game and stuff. I think I was awful, but that was like our first. I think we only ever had that game. I don't think we had any other game.
Sick game.
I always wanted the... What's the game where you get to shoot the ducks?
Duck Hunt.
Always wanted that game, man.
I knew. My friend, Glenn, had that. Yeah. Glenn was a kid that had quite a few things.
Yeah.
He was a cool kid.
We were friends. That kid, innit?
Yeah.
Who had everything.
But he was actually, you know what? He was cool. He was the sort of guy.
Was he lonely child, though?
He was the only child.
That's what I mean. Lonely children had the best toys and best games. Growing up, all the time.
But he was cool. He'd be the kid that would open up crisps and be like, do you want some first? He shared.
He wasn't the kind
of kid that would offer you a crisp. And when you put your hand in the crisp packet, they start crushing your hand. So you can't take a crisp. I was that kid.
Yeah. I always found with kids who didn't have brothers and sisters, they weren't stingy, but they had everything.
Yeah.
And you always wanted to go to their house.
Always.
Because you go to their house, their mum was like, you're right, do you want some crisp sandwich? You're like, bro, this house is alive.
Think about it. The mum's grateful that he's got someone to play with and not mother.
Yeah.
So she's like, all I need to do is feed it. Pizza? Pizza in there? Oh, sick, bro. You're having pizza on a Tuesday, Glenn. Yeah. You're nuts, bro. It's not even a birthday.
That's it, on their birthday. What?
Oh, mate. Crazy.
No, I remember, but I had a few friends who just like you'd be like, you always wanted to go around to their house.
Always, yeah.
Like,
So he had Duck Hunt, which is where you had a light gun.
Yeah.
And you used to shoot. It's actually, you know what? It's pretty cool for something that was so old, wasn't it? You used to shoot ducks on the screen.
Yeah. I remember Duck Hunt, because Duck Hunt came with a normal gun.
Yeah.
But then there was like a kind of like proper, like long range type of gun for it as well, no?
I think there was. I don't know what game that was. That might have been... Yeah, but I remember that as well.
You can also get that for Duck Hunt.
Sick.
I always feel like with, like, games consoles...
Yep.
Like, for me, like, games consoles was my... It wasn't my introduction. Well, it most probably was my introduction into technology because I went from having, like, a Nintendo to then a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And a PlayStation was different because I can already... You can chip a PlayStation.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? You can buy games that, like, you're getting games from the market and stuff. And then also, like, you can listen to, like, music CDs on a PlayStation. So I think that is most probably, in terms of, like, tech, knowing about it, how it works, that's most probably because I think for me, for computers, we weren't really, growing up, not everyone had a computer, and when they did, no one wanted to go on it because it didn't really have much. It had like the pinball game on there.
The pinball game was the one.
Yeah.
I had a computer that was actually before Apple, there was a brand of computer called Acorn.
Oh, raw.
And that was the deadest computer ever.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally just meant for type. It was like Acorn computer. I don't know. Yeah. What, maybe it was just a fake Apple computer.
I bet it's worth bare money now, you know.
Right, Acorn.
Yeah, there's someone out there that's listening. Hey there, Marcus.
Do you still have that Acorn computer?
Acorn 4500.
Yeah.
But you're saying computers. You know what the thing is with tech, and this is what I like about tech, is that, and this is my angle on it, is I'm into tech. And when I say to you, like I said it to you before you came on the pod, and I said it at the start of this, like, I'm techie, but I'm not techie. Not that I don't appreciate, for example, on a mobile phone, you know, the design that goes into, you know, making three lenses work, or on a Huawei phone, the fact that they've got like a periscope in it so you can zoom five times. All that stuff's cool, right? Great. But it's not about the megapixels and that. It's about how the thing actually works.
Functionality.
So a lot of people's like entrance into loving tech has been through lifestyle. So you said you might have not felt like a techie guy, but as soon as it was something that was relevant to you, like a PlayStation, you're all over it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Everyone has a mobile phone. And that's, like you said, it's got more processing power than a computer had when we were kids.
Mm.
So that's a really good point. Like, I always like to make people think about it, is that everyone's into tech. Like, everything's tech. Even when you were like coming up and doing all the Insta stuff and the Twitter stuff alongside your stand up, that's technology, man.
Yeah.
Like,
filming
stuff, editing it, putting it together. Do you know what I mean? But I bet you didn't feel like, hey, I'm editing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Did you feel like that?
No, I didn't really. I just had to put these clips together so people can just like it and laugh really.
So I didn't give a fuck. So, I was just making it happen.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so true. I guess like now I think our life is revolved around tech.
100%.
Which is so weird to see. I guess it's like, you know, for some of the younger people like who might listen to the pod, like there was a time where, so like if I leave my house without my phone, I'm going back home to get my phone.
Mad.
And that kind of, I think is what is how it's changed our life a little bit. Because there used to be a time when you go out, no one had a mobile phone.
Okay. Yeah.
And that is just like, even to say that now sounds mad.
You'd go out and nobody had a mobile phone.
Do you remember the first time you seen a mobile phone?
Yeah, I think it was... I remember seeing the briefcase one on TV, like the old school. I would be like a man, like I remember like watching old school things on like
man took it out ITV.
He didn't have a briefcase.
Hello. This is the future. Man can make calls.
I feel like this is someone else's joke, but like you'd have a man call another man's number, but because there weren't that many phones, he'd be like, "What's your number? One, three." You know what I mean? No, 079.
That's so true, you know. If you had the first mobile phone in the briefcase, who is your phone in, bro?
Operator, can I speak to Mo? What do you mean, which Mo? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is me. That's so true. Because I guess like a lot of those people that had phones worked in the city.
Yeah.
Because I remember they used to show. Do you remember the program Tomorrow's World?
That was it.
Yeah. I remember that was like, that program was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Did you ever think we'd ever have flying cars?
I fucking believed it. I thought by now I would have flown here.
And I'm really
upset that we don't have that.
I always feel though, like, you know, like how you seen flying cars back then, they had wings and stuff like that. And like you get people with normal cars now that can't drive a normal car.
Yeah.
So I just think flying cars.
Cartage.
Do you think we can have flying cars?
Cartage.
Like people cut each other up on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Just to be like, yeah, this lane's moving quicker.
Yeah.
So flying cars, I'm like, as soon as it launches, everyone's crashing in it.
Can you imagine flying car road rage?
Oh my gosh, man.
People leading out their cars.
Because I remember having hover cars and stuff like that. Because I remember watching something recently and they showed like a flying car from the 80s. Yeah. And it flew.
Yeah.
But I'm like, ain't no one driving that, bruv. Because you see the thing with flying cars, yeah? As much as it sounds so convenient, no one's getting in that car. Because it's just like, nah, bro, I had the one. You can take off. Where are you landing, bro? These are the things that back in the day we didn't really think of. We just thought, you can fly.
No, I truly believed that we'd have flying cars.
Yeah.
And I thought that, maybe when I'm an old man, there'll be teleportation.
Right now,
I'm like, yeah.
We can just about handle drones.
And even then, like, a couple of drones shut down at airport. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, I've got my own theory of why that happened. I think it was a conspiracy anyway. And then partly, no one ever seen the drone.
No one's seen the drone.
So I don't know if it was even a drone then.
And guess what? A drone's battery life at that time was only like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd have to shut down shit for 3 days.
Yeah. And then they never found a person. I was like, how convenient that they don't find a person in it.
Yeah.
That's on another podcast of conspiracies. You can find that somewhere.
No money, more conspiracies podcast.
Yeah.
But today's episode, it drones.
But I remember just seeing like, I think there's bits of technology to come out in the past 5 years that have like with drones already, it's like, wow, this hovers.
Yeah, man.
This is so I think weirdly enough, there's a lot of things that we've seen in the past that are now coming, like especially like those segways,
yeah.
Because I've seen those for years on like films and stuff, and I was like, when are these gonna come out, man? And then it's so weird because when they finally start coming out, it's just like, this is not the vision, man. Just going down Peckham High Street and one ute just on a Segway, just like I was like. Nah, this isn't the future I was looking forward to.
I remember being in like Westfields or something. And I just saw a guy with a onesie on.
Yeah.
Onesie on. And sliders on his Segway. Just straight face.
It just killed the whole like, you know that? Because I remember seeing like the original Segway with the wheels and stuff.
Those are the ones that you had to hold on to.
Yeah. I remember seeing those. And I remember for years just like, being like, when are these going to come out, man? Yeah, yeah. These are, and it was out for years and it was always expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man. Like the price must, because you know, like the certain tech, you're like, I'll buy that in like 2-3 years time. Yeah, it'll drop. Yeah. But that they did not drop. I think they're still really expensive.
I've never
now.
Seen one looking like it's cheap or for sale.
I remember seeing one once. Oh, rah, this guy is this foreign.
And they always look smug, like whatever. Like however,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Looky like
there'll be a guy in the city or works in bank or in tech. They're just like, yeah, I just bought one, man.
Yeah,
I went to San Francisco, got it shipped over.
Yeah,
paid the VAT because I'm a cunt. And, yeah.
And I'll be like, you know, you're still not gonna get any pussy though.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's not my way. Sure, Dave. Yeah. Okay. Ladies,
spin it around. Oh, great! That's really cute. Well, we're gonna go for drinks. So. Segue safe. Is that the thing?
I'd love to join you, but I don't drink and segue.
Yeah. Look at that fucking loser. Anyway, let's go to the bar, girls. But I always felt like that, especially like in terms of tech now, there's a lot of tech coming out, which I think now sometimes tech is kind of moving a little bit too quick.
I think that's a really good point. So an example of that is it's just an ongoing thing all over the world. Uber. Like no one could see Uber coming. And if they were to sit down and ask, actually, no, not Uber. Here's a better example. Electric scooters, those Bird scooters that you can hire out. Have you seen those scooters in LA that you can hire?
Yeah, so you can go.
You can just be walking along the beach in LA, see a scooter, tap an app and get on it. Mm. Now, that's a sick idea because you can get about, but I'm sure you can imagine what it's like. Some like hundreds of people riding up and down Venice Beach and Santa Monica. Mm. Maybe it's probably holidaymakers have had a couple of drinks. Shit happens. So if they were to sit down and talk to the council or the government or whatever about producing a product like this, they'd say, no way. But because technology moves so quickly, they just built it, put it out there, and then everyone's got to catch up afterwards. Do you know what I mean? So that's interesting. Things just happen out of nowhere. Mm. I think it's sick though. I love it, man.
No, of course. I remember it's not so much tech, but I remember when like Mini Motors came in and there was a guy on the ends who had a miniature R6.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind. I was like, bruv, it's an R6, but it's miniature. And he let no one have a go.
Oh, he didn't?
No, only like, because he was like one of them guys, like, you know, them money guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I want to go so badly. Because this wasn't a stolen ped on the ends that everyone gets a ride up. This was his mini motor.
Yeah.
And it looked like an R6. I was like, bruv, do you know what that is? Like, and
again, still not going to get any pussy, but you wouldn't say it to that kind of guy. No. You'd be like, yes, big man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hey, can I have a go? No. All right, cool, man.
Safe.
Hey, have fun though, man.
Hey, what do you mean have fun?
No, it's cool. No, man, don't have fun because... Man, don't have fun on this, cuz.
And then he goes through your knees.
It's always the fat guys, so small, isn't it? Yeah. I wanted one of those so badly. I remember seeing, but I always feel like, especially with technology, how it, because now, I remember I went to watch Jerry Seinfeld recently, and he said, how is it that now you don't call it, I'm getting a taxi, I'm getting an Uber.
Yeah.
Like it's now a thing to
say.
Amazing. Do you know what I mean? And how technology has changed the way we speak about it. Like, you know, people say, what are you doing tonight? It's going to watch Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
You don't watch Netflix. Yeah. You watch the streaming service and watch
crazy,
a film.
Right? Yeah.
But that is what, like, I remember sitting there the other day, I was like, Rob, well, yeah, that's the phrase. Do you know what I mean? And it's weird because like they've like coined the term.
Yeah.
You can't say I'm gonna Amazon Prime and chill.
It just doesn't run. I'm gonna Prime and chill.
What's that? Were you gonna buy some stuff to get it delivered the next day? What?
That sounds like I'm gonna do drugs and chill. Gonna Prime and chill.
Yeah. Oh. Right, man. Man bought that's gonna get delivered tomorrow, man. Ooh, what a rush. What a rush this is right now, bruv. You know what? Man's just gonna buy some USB sticks to get delivered in 24 hours.
That's sick as well. That's sick. So I live in London. I can order something and get it on the same day with Amazon Prime Now.
Oh, Prime Now.
I'm getting stuff on the same day.
I feel so middle class when I tell people about Amazon Prime Now, you know. I'll be telling my friends, like, so, guys. guys, has anyone used Amazon Prime? What? Hey, what's that?
Yeah.
What's what you mean, Prime? What's, what, Prime? What, make, what, wake up at 12 o'clock? Nah. It's just like telling my friends. I remember someone told me about it. I think the cool thing now, what's happening with technology is, like, there's products coming out that are mostly out that we don't know about. It just, the way it spreads through word of mouth.
Yeah.
Even recently, I bought something. I bought a SSD external thing.
Solid state drive, yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's a hard drive.
Yeah, an external one, some Samsung make, mm-hmm. called a Turbo 5 or something.
Yeah.
Brother, do you know how quick I transferred 30 gigabytes, bruv?
Just like a... Is that, it was like a quick blink.
Bruv, I got so happy. I got home. I was like, hurrah, hey, I'm going to transfer 30 gigabytes just to see what... Because I remember like downloading something that was 700 megabytes. You know how long that took,
bruv? I remember trying to download one picture of titties and it took fucking 2 hours, bro. God. I remember sitting there and if the download corrupted halfway through.
Was this like LimeWire days?
Yeah.
Give
your computer venereal diseases.
Oh my God. We didn't care. Yeah. I was like, I don't care for a virus, man.
I want to see. I'm going to wait for 2 days to download So Solid Crew, 21 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Pirate radio rip.
You know, sometimes with like, LimeWire, yeah. You download something, right? It'd be like, I don't know, it'd be like, you download something, all the tracks are untitled.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, this ain't an album, bruv.
Nah.
This some next guy.
Yeah, dickhead move. Dickhead move. I hate that. I swear I got one.
This ain't ludicrous, bruv.
Yeah, man.
This some next guy. Yo, man, this is my album, man. Conscious of the Mind. What? Whoa. Nah, man. I didn't want to download this.
You know he's the guy that used to sell his CDs outside HMV. He's that kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to infiltrate a next level. But yeah, no, I love tech, man. It means that we've got stuff just at the tip of our fingertips, literally. So... like, I mean, like, we couldn't do what we could do as easily without having the amount of tech and internet that we have around us. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's sick. It's a sick idea, man. But, yeah, fucking LimeWire though, Mo.
Nah, those days of early internet downloading stuff. Because...
dial-up. Can we talk about dial-up so people understand what...
God. MSN days, dial-up. MSN. Do you remember being on MSN?
Yes.
And
that was the what, original WhatsApp.
Your mum wanted to use the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
So you had to dial, you had to have a phone line. So some people, if they're fancy, had two phone lines, innit? One for the internet, one for the house phone. But most people just had their landline, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody picked up the phone while you're using the internet, that would break the internet,
wouldn't
it?
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes, I swear, if you put the phone on, you can hear. I think that's the cool thing about internet is like our generation were kind of like the guinea pigs to test it all out. Because 100%. Don't get me wrong, like it existed before us, but not in a way that I could talk to some, like you, my friend from school on MSN.
100%.
100%. And it most probably did, but I don't know if like young people wasn't you when the internet first came out, young people wasn't using it.
Wasn't for
like
kids.
That. Even though these kids, things was available, they wasn't using it like that. So I think always think of like our generation in terms of social media, even like we've been the first generation to test it out. Like I remember when Instagram came out, it didn't bang at first, you know.
It was pants.
It did not bang.
This is before Facebook bought it as well.
Yeah, and it was just like you put pictures up in it, and people was like, "What? So who cares about a picture?"
Yeah,
and then it went through that weird stage of like people taking pictures of their food.
Do you remember that where everyone was just like, "Oh, this is really nice."
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, you know, just Instagram.
And that was like a thing of like, I've got to take a picture of my food.
Yeah.
And I think the weird thing is with technology is like, I seen someone doing that recently.
Mm.
I was at a restaurant and I was like, rah, people still take pictures of their food. You lot are late, bruv.
You're old school.
Because weirdly now, it's like, and back then, the cameras wasn't as good.
Terrible.
So now the cameras are better. And if you take pictures of your food, they actually like, you got them like bloggers that take pictures of like burgers and really nice food. But then when you're just in a restaurant and stuff, it's like, who are you showing this picture to? Like that and fireworks. Who sees this?
Do you know what I love about sometimes people are like, you know, people do their own, oh, I'm being a chef on Instagram. Hey, I'm cooking
I've
it
done
up.
That still.
They need it too. I'm going to have to look at yours after I say this.
I've definitely done that still.
I've really resisted just write a comment on like the final bit of their video saying, what you served up just looks like a pile of shit. making a curry today. I'm like, is that on the way out or is that going in?
I've done that like fairly recently still.
And it looks like shit, man.
I remember I was cooking I was cooking ribs and I made these like sweet and sour. But what it is, so I was like following this thing I seen on YouTube already. How mad is that?
Sick, see?
Recipes, we go mad. On YouTube. You know what's mad? I couldn't tie a tie. I was thinking about this in one of the other pods. I couldn't tie a tie and I had to go on YouTube to learn how to do it.
I can share that with you because before we press record, I told you about my school uniform.
Yeah.
And it didn't incorporate a tie in it at all whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember going to job interviews, sweating, stressed. Okay, Loop, this is mad. How do you, how are people doing this?
They fuck this man. What's the point?
Literally. Nah, let me get one of these clip-on ones, bruv.
Is that what you did for
I think
a while?
I got, my first job interview, I was quite young. I was like 17. I got a clip-on tie.
Standard.
And I think it was weird because you had to put it through the hole, but I think I had clipped it on the top. So it looked weird that the tie was just at the top of my shirt and not...
You clipped the tie?
Yeah, so
I'm imagining you putting the tie underneath your drawer.
That's literally pretty much what I'd done, bro. I was like, clip it on, innit?
Yeah.
Not knowing you had to put it inside the hole of where the button goes and then bend it down. I just had it on the top of my shirt. So,
did you adjust it as well?
So the collar is underneath the tie.
At least you tried.
I think as well though, especially with technology, I was saying that this a minute ago, it's changed. It's definitely changed, obviously, the way that we live.
Yep.
But it's also like sometimes how it is. I don't know if this was a true story, but there's bits of technology that I think what's happening now is like people are more like, they're reading into like their terms and conditions and. Yeah. Because I'll be honest, when I used to just get things, I ain't got time. Just click accept.
Have you ever read the terms and conditions?
I remember there was a documentary and they tried to break down the terms and conditions, and a lot of it, it doesn't take that. Like the average person wouldn't understand it, basically. Yeah. But even now, still slyly, I'm like, I ain't reading this, innit? Like,
yeah. I might try like a sentence.
Yeah.
By entering into this contract, you thought, yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah, You know when it's like, well, look. Everyone's got this phone, innit? What's the worst that can happen, innit?
Famous last words.
What's the worst that can happen, innit? If I'm the first person in life, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, we got a hover car.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have it. Just I'll definitely read the terms and conditions.
First hover car on your road, you're the one that's reading everything.
I'll read those ones, innit? So, but everything else, I'm like, I'll just read it.
Yeah.
I do, like, what I've kind of appreciated, though, like, with technology is, like, as it's got better, we're kind of like looking into like, there's like, you know, like the secrets of what you find out that like the information and stuff is storing about
you. The collective mind's amazing. Like, the fact that people work out stuff, like you said, the information that's scraped from us from the internet. So I've got a friend that works for the MOD.
Yeah.
Like the Ministry of Defence.
Right? I need one of these friends.
Let's call him Michael. I don't know, because that's the name that me and Mo are just picking out for random people that we don't want to talk about on the pod today, right?
Trust me.
Got you, bruv.
Yeah. Nice one. I'm just going on.
This time's there. Michael's going to call you after the pod.
Hey,
Mo, what's going on, bruv?
Hey, shut up, bruv. I know the Ministry of Defence, bruv. I'll tell them about your dad, bruv.
So he works for the MOD. And he said he, for a laugh, downloaded the information that Facebook had on him, and he said it took something like 72 hours for them to ready the files for him. And he said if he was to print off the data that they have at the moment, I'm showing Mo like about a foot of paperwork. If they were to print off everything they have on you, they know you better than you know you.
That's why
people think, oh man, they're listening to me on a microphone and showing me ads. That's long. Like the information that they have on you, they don't need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They know where you are. They know what you've looked at. They know what you're interested in. Yeah. They know every picture that you've liked.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, you know, one of your boys is doing some stuff that you like, or Big Batty Tanisha, or whatever. Mm. Whatever you've liked, they know the frequency.
Do you know what used to make me laugh, yeah? No, do you know why? When you say this, what used to make me laugh is when Oyster cards came in.
Yeah.
Oh, and people said, no, man's going to check me, you know? I'm like, brother. Who are you, bruv? Who are you? Live with your mum, bruv.
If you're a school teacher.
You have no significance to MI6, blood. You smoke a bit of weed. Who are you?
That's what happens when you smoke a Smith and watch Enemy of the State. That's what happens, because you're like...
I remember when... I remember being at the age, because I was listening to a lot of Immortal Technique around those times.
All right.
So I started being like, nah, I'm only paying by cash.
Yeah.
I'm not going to register my Oyster card. Until I remember when one of the guys on the tube said, he goes, if you register your Oyster card, if you lose it, then when you get another card, we give you that money back.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
See?
Listen, let's register that on Instagram. Trust,
it's convenience. It's you're like, it's the convenience. That's
sorry, guys. I'm out, man. I locked out.
That's where they get you. It's convenience, bro. It's convenience.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to find out what something is, you go on Google because it's easy.
Yeah.
There's no ads on Google. When you go on the main page, it's just Google by itself, mm-hmm. right? There might be paid search results, but it's easy to Google something. I wanted to Google something. Done. Boom. When's fireworks nights in? When's fireworks nights in 2030 or something like that? I could find out straight away. But they'll grab that data and they'll use that. And that's what it is like. Social media ain't free. Everyone knows that now though, right? You pay with your data.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, of course.
It's mad. But I think it's sick. Like, as long as, you know, like your boy isn't doing too much madness, then he's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, no, I think definitely, like, it's weird because it has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
Because there's ways you can find that information as soon as it happens.
Of course.
Like, imagine, like let's, you know, when world incidents happen, we can find about it right now.
Yeah.
Like whether that's just going on, and you find out the story straight away from not the news. You'll find out from the person on the ground, which is a little bit extraordinary. A little bit. But there's times where I'm like, whoa, like this is like there's certain things that have happened, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's not even to say like because obviously you've got fake news as well. But it's obviously like raw. Like you can kind of pick what you want to happen. But there has been some horrific things happen, and you find out about it straight away, and you can like act on it straight away, which is phenomenal. But it's also kind of hard because at the same time you've got ways that people are using it for bad a little bit as well. You know, so when it comes to things like, you know, data and how easy it is to see what people post up, and you know, even things like catfishing and stuff.
Oh, I love that. I'm glad you brought that up, man.
Like that.
Yeah.
I remember, like, you know, with catfishing, what the weird thing is that me being in the position I'm in now of doing TV and whatnot, I'm a lot more well known. People still make fake profiles of me.
Really?
On Tinder and stuff like this.
What's the? Oh, I'd love to just. You should screenshot them, man. You must have.
I've had people send them to me. Yeah. And no, someone made a fake Instagram.
Okay.
And people was messaging me like, someone said, oh, this person's pretending to be you.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, innit? Like, is what it is. Like, you know, I'm the one that's verified, innit?
Yeah.
But they said, oh no, like they said that's your backup account, and someone else controls that, and now they're trying to get money out of people. And already, it got taken down straight away.
100%.
But then you think like that is a lot of effort to go to, and there's people that are doing it and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that's the really messed up thing about social media is how it is getting used for bad a little bit.
Of course, yeah. Like with everything out there, there's positive use and negative use in it. Mm. I think you just have to try and make sure that when people use your platform, positivity kind of takes priority. Do you know what I mean? That's the majority of the content that's going on. And there's always going to be nasty bits of the internet. There's always going to be nasty bits of social media. There's always going to be trolls, whatever. Like, people are people.
Mm.
But like, we want it to be an environment that's like, I mean, Facebook and Insta are trying things. So like the whole removal of likes.
Yes.
From Insta.
What do you think about that?
Some people make a living off those numbers, right? Some people don't. So I get it. It could affect some people positively and negatively, but I don't know. Like, as somebody on social media who, you know, you've got a good following as well, do you think that the numbers would really change the content that you put out?
Definitely not for me.
Because you can still see them internally. Yeah, you still know what works with your audience.
And comment and stuff. I think it's a great idea. I really think it's really, really good. Because I think especially like, and I said this on my Instagram the other day, of just how I went on the Explore page and these are things that I have liked, plus people that I follow have liked and commented on stuff. And I'm seeing like flashy cars, jewelry, like these big expensive brands and clothes. And this is me who I have a bit, you know, I don't need to feel like I need to go and buy a Range Rover. I need to go to Dubai. I need a penthouse, and I don't need all those things.
Mo, lend me £50. That's what I say on the pod. I just want to say, let me 50 do, quid.
100. Oh, right. Let's do 100. How
okay,
about
cool.
Yeah,
you got it. So if you're ever around somebody who knows doing all right, you just got to ask them for that right amount.
Oh
of money.
Yeah, of course, not in vouchers. Yeah. £100 off in vouchers.
I'll be like, Mothercare, you mother.
But then I always think like if I'm someone who's quite young consuming that. You've got kids now who feel like they need a Rolex. That is so mad.
You've just made me think. Fuck catfishing your face. People are catfishing their lives.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think when it gets really a little bit dark.
Because when you say catfish, I always think of like, you say you're a woman, but you're a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You say
yeah,
you're skinny, but you're fat.
Yeah.
You say you're tall, but you're short, whatever, and all that. But I didn't think like so many people are on the gram stunting.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie. There's pictures of me on a private jet on my Instagram. Oh, that, but listen, I'm not trying to say it's my private jet.
Yeah. Look.
Come on. I got invited.
This is my thing, innit?
And I was like, have I got pay?
No? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
you live your life.
I think it's one of them things of like, there's some people that are going to have slight insecurities that are, you know, they are going to kind of slightly Photoshop their picture the way that they, the way they see themselves and the way they want to be perceived. Mm. And, you know, everyone does that. Like, people put on makeup, people put on. So that's that, like, this is how the internet is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I've put up a picture sometimes and be like, nah, bro, let me put a little filter on that.
Yeah. Get me. No, when, you know, when see, the lighting's good.
See, yeah, yeah. The lighting's me. Good. I'll put a picture up. Yeah. Nah, it's a bit dull. Let me put that. Yeah, that filter bangs. Let me just change the contrast.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more color in there. Like, we've all kind of done
saturation.
That.
Saturation.
That's the one. That's the word I was looking for. I was like, yeah, a bit color, saturate. But then I always think it's like, it's hard because you can now with social media, you can technically be anyone who you want to be, which is like a new level of catfish 100%. A little bit, because almost like you find out these people that who get like swindled and scammed and stuff, which, you know, catfishing is someone pretending to be someone they're not little bit.
Yeah.
But this is now you a lifestyle or do you know what I mean? And you've only got 6 pictures up.
Yeah.
And this is my life.
Yeah, it's my life.
But you work in the bookies. And that's and the thing is, people think like, it's okay to work in the bookies. You're making a living, bruv. Like, you don't need to, like, I always think, like, especially with social media, it's like half of the people who you think are living that life are not living the life. And then some of the people who are very unhappy. And I think that's what's very hard with social media is, as much as you're portraying a lifestyle, you're then portraying a happiness. Yeah, I'm happy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy, bruv.
Yeah.
I got this, that, and the other. And then you meet people and you're like, no, I'm just depressed, innit? I just want to... I've got to keep up the appearance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what's really damaging. So taking away the likes and stuff, these things, they're small things that can really impact the greater good of humanity a little bit. That sounds very deep. Like,
the greater good of humanity.
like
one man's quest to finish likes. We need to remove the likes this summer. They started by removing the likes. What will they remove next?
Social media this summer.
Yeah, no, it's true though, but it's like, it's one of those ones, like, I don't know, probably because social media was made for us, right?
Mm.
And we can remember before and after.
Yeah,
like, we should actually have it, like, we should, you know, like how there's BC, there's before Christ.
Yeah,
we should have like before social media, before the gram. So we understand before and after, but people that are born in this environment, all they know is gassing on the gram. Do you know what I mean? So they think, all right, if everyone else does it, I'll do it. Mm. Everyone else uses 16 filters. I'll use 16 filters. And then somebody will use 17 filters. And then somebody will just Photoshop their whole ras picture.
And
then you're looking at someone that doesn't exist.
Mm.
Do you get me? Like, a funny thing for me is, what did I get the other day? Oh, yeah, you look nice in person. I was like, what do you mean? Well, you know, you never know. I'm like, that's a standard now. Like, I'm going to come along with like cock eyes, you know, one tooth in the middle.
I've had that a couple of times still.
Really?
Bro, you're quite tall, bro. You're quite hench still.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, big man, I'm hench, bro. Yeah. Don't get twisted because man puts on a little wig and that in it. Man, bang in your face. Nah, I won't do that stuff. That one gasses me, though.
Especially
when I'm around the man there. Yeah. Hey, bro, you're quite hench still.
Yeah.
I'm like, obviously. Yeah. Get me. Man went gym 4 years ago. So, you know.
When you say went gym, walk past or?
Huh?
When you say went gym, walk past the gym?
Yeah. Man walked past, has a look in there.
Yeah.
Get me. That's my workout there, bro. Do you feel with technology, there are things that will start to disappear? Like how?
Already has. Like, phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So fucking weird.
That is very true.
Phone calls now. I know people that say they
turn up to your door and call you and won't ring the doorbell.
Yeah. But all people will be like, I hear people saying it all the time, I hate it when people call me, man. Just message me instead. I'm like,
yeah.
I like a phone call, man.
Yeah,
I like
to chat. Now and then. Yeah.
I know some people. There's people out there in the industry and I'll just call them and be like, yeah, what's up? And they'd be like, yeah, what's good, man? What can I do for you? I'm like, no, I'm checking for you. Mm. I'm calling to see. Like, Ramel, she's been on the podcast. Mm. I've called Ramel before, and you can ask her about this. I've gone, hey, Ramel, I said, you know what, Ramel? Seeing what you've been doing recently, you're sick. Just thought I'd give you a shout and say that in person. See you later. She's like, oh, thanks. Cool.
Mm.
Personal, nice,
yeah,
mean it.
Yeah, man.
But I know other people, like Nick Bright, from he's on the pod, on How to Kill Our Podcast. He's like, he prefers to not have phone calls.
Oh, really?
He says, brother, I'd just rather message.
Yeah.
So things like that have changed like that.
Yeah.
And dating's changed as well. Like,
of course.
I'm just going to say this, like, you kids don't know how, they've got no game. They've not got game. Like, we had to have game.
I think especially for kids now, it's like...
You don't need game.
Do you know what's mad about now, is that there used to be a time, if you seen a girl you liked...
Yeah.
You'd be have to be like, I'm either going to talk to her or never see her
See her again. And you don't know if she likes you.
Yeah.
But you have to find out. There's only one way you're going to find out.
And the thing is, you'll never see her again. And if you did, you're like, oh my days, I'm not going to talk to her again.
Wait, so that's how it is. And I'm not dissing. I don't want to be seen to be dissing.
Yeah, of course.
You kids with no game, innit? No game. No, I don't want to be dissing you, but like the fact that you got Tinder, I can go on Tinder, swipe. Somebody swipes back.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that we're feeling each other.
Yeah,
I've just got to hope you're not a catfish. So we got to meet up. That's why I've heard people talking about Tinder saying, that's people just smash because all they do is they physically find out whether
it's
they like each other.
Physical attraction, yeah.
And they're like, well, we don't really need to work out whether we fancy each other. So we might as well just
They've already passed the first barrier.
Yeah, let's just have a little bit of fun and then take the relationship from there.
Because that was a big deal being young, finding out. Someone liked you.
Yes.
He's like, bro, well, you like me?
Yeah.
Bro, okay.
Obviously.
That was like a big deal, especially as a guy.
Yeah.
Or even girls being like, oh my days, he likes me. I don't think he liked me.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd ever like me.
Yeah.
I think, that's so true. I think especially like, and especially now with like things like Instagram. Bruv, you got to remember, if you're 14, you're on Instagram, you can DM whoever you like.
Fucked up.
You can Crazy. DM Kim Kardashian.
Crazy.
And not to say she's going to reply, but you can do that. You can, and like, that's what is a little bit mad. Like,
it's crazy. It's
the
crazy.
Fact that like I can DM whoever.
Yeah. Like 6 degrees of separation.
And it's not even they reply that there is the hope that they could actually see it.
Yeah.
So you could say, I DM'd her, innit?
Yeah.
Whether she's actually replied or not.
Let me just DM Naomi Campbell.
I think those things kind of blow my mind. I always think, especially, you think of the loss of like things like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And then Netflix, which is a really intriguing story. I remember someone telling me about that and how it was like, I think someone said there's a podcast about it, about the whole Blockbuster and Netflix thing. Because, Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix.
There you go.
Like things like that. I sit there and like, and I think they said, this will never take off.
Mm.
And like now Netflix is like, everywhere.
And Netflix was...
I'm on there. Mo Gilligan. Momentum check that out.
What was that on? What's it called again?
Netflix Momentum.
Yeah. But like, that's a good point though, Mo. Like, for example, now, like, do you feel like when you drop something on Netflix, the coverage that it gets, all right, you work with Channel 4 and that, and I know, obviously, I don't want you to like be saying which is better, but have you noticed a difference in the kind of response you get when something's available digitally online and anyone can access it anywhere in the world immediately compared to a show that I'm supposed to like wait until it's finished on a Friday before I catch up on?
Massively, like especially when on Netflix, for me to be on Netflix was a huge deal for me, innit? Like there's been a massive moment, the TV show was big, but to be on Netflix for me was like raw.
Yeah.
Because not everyone gets on Netflix.
Nah.
And I remember my friend was saying to me, he's like, bruv, you don't realise, bruv, people, one, you being on there is big, but you're from the ends, innit?
Yeah.
And that's achievement in itself
yeah.
to people who live around the area saying that, rah, shit, my man lives up the road and he's on big Netflix with Chappelle and them, man, rare, tear, tear. And that's when I started really thinking of it. And it was until it came out.
Mm.
And when it came out, because I guess with the Channel 4 show, when that came out, it came at 10 o'clock, people watching it. Now you have catch up, so people can watch it whenever they want and stuff. But, and that comes out within the UK. So I got a reaction where I was like, oh, this is dope, people are watching it and stuff. But because this is online, and this was what really blew my mind, and kind of why I kind of wanted to talk about technology with you on the pod, was that my special came out at 8 a.m. in the UK. I woke up at 10 past nine.
Don't lie, man. It was like quarter past midnight.
10 p.m. early. I was up at 8:01. Who's watching it? Anyone watching it? I woke up at 9:10. And when I mean people had already messaged me like, I just watched it, I loved it. And then the flood of interaction I had from people around the world blew my mind, bruv. Like, because it's so hard to fathom. Like, and I think this is the thing, especially when I think of like technology and viral success now as well, and what that's kind of doing for people, celebrities, and turning the everyday person into, you know, a celebrity.
100%, and that's part of the positive things. Like, you can, if you've got someone like yourself who's spreading laughs, fun, you can do that in a much more intense, have much deeper penetrations, have more people seeing you than kind of any other regular media format before that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that's sick, man.
Yeah,
like that's dope. And I think it's important to have companies like Netflix that are. By the way, Netflix used to do DVDs. You know.
Yeah,
they used to do DVDs and they sent them to you.
Yeah,
and then
you watch them.
Watch them and send them back whenever you wanted.
Wasn't there another thing called Now? What's it called? It was. You can rent. You get video games on there as well.
That was it. Yeah, and you play them for as long as you want and give them back.
And then you give them back. You post it. They post it to you.
That was it.
Oh, that's gonna bug me, man. Not now movies.
I can't remember, but I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Similar to Netflix, subscription send service. It to you. Yeah, you use it and then you send it back. So with having companies like Netflix who are like, you know what? How can we make this even easier? Internet's about fast enough for us to be able to send pictures, like stream stuff. So let's just start streaming. And then what was it? It was like $4.99 back in, or $6.99 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who nicked someone else's Netflix as well.
They know that happens, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
a
mad thing.
Everybody knows.
Like, weirdly enough, you know, sometimes I think people think that like these big corporations don't know. Like, I remember when, like when people was getting the stamp for Nando's chicken.
Yeah.
And
they bought the stamp.
People in the hood thought, I've got one up, bruv. They don't know what we're doing. Even the people in Nando's knew, but the manager didn't have time to dispute every person coming in.
They just didn't care. Yeah.
But I think that's always what's funny is when people get one over, like, let's say the man in this scenario, and they're like, yeah, bro, we won. Like, we clocked the system, bro. Like, we clocked the system, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, the system knows.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I don't really think they care.
They don't. Like, this is how sick some companies aren't. This is how much I don't care. And I want you to remember this, Amazon never ask you for the 3 digits on the back of your card. They're the only company in the world that I'm aware of that does that. You know why? Apparently, they just said to the banks, if it's fraud, we got this.
Really?
Yes. Tell me if you remember putting in the last 3 digits of your card when you got Amazon.
Bro, I need to... You got to beat this whole bit out of the... People start... Really?
All the deets guys are going... All the deets guys are like, okay.
Okay. Let go to work. Yeah. Did you know that?
No, what? Horatio, did
you're right, mate. It's all right.
Horatio, what's this, mate? What's this, mate?
Horatio, if you're watching the video, he was like, he just like,
you what, mate?
He's back with us. Where did you go, bruv?
Sorry, I was sorting out.
I was in another dimension, bro.
I've got a gig tonight. I was sorting out.
He's on Tinder, man.
No, we were saying
me.
With Amazon, they don't ask you for the last 3 digits on the back of your card.
Really?
Do you remember putting it in?
No. But they also have autofill on Google. Like, they know that shit already.
Oh, yeah, they know that. But Amazon said to the banks, Jeff Bezos was just like, we got it, man. Don't worry.
Wow.
Amazon, like, innit? Your Visa, whatever. Amazon are like, yeah, we're cool, man.
How do you feel about having your data on there, though?
Is what it is, man.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, everyone's complaining about it. But as soon as Google don't know every single one of my details, I'm furious. Like, I'm super pissed off they don't know every my... Yeah.
If you try to use the internet and they don't have all your information, it's not a fun experience, bro. You get adverts for stuff that have nothing to do with you.
Give them it all, mate. Got nothing to hide.
Your Explorer page on Instagram, that's an example of the algorithm at work. Is stuff that you have liked, stuff they think you're like, stuff your friends have liked. Your friends like it, you're more likely to like it.
Now, I delved into my analytics.
Oh, really?
And it is mad, isn't it? Like, when I went to LA, So I've got like American agency out there and stuff.
Oh, obviously. So they put you on the, you went on the plane, you turned left, yeah?
That's it, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go left. Don't go right.
It's hard now, isn't it, to turn right on a plane?
No, oh. Not. Not with them losers over there. In economy.
No, but I bet you go in and turn right and go, I'm sorry. I thought I was with you guys. I'm going that way.
But
champagne.
I looked in my analytics of my two, I've got, I say like three main socials, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Tinder. And it really blew my mind away, like to the point where I was just like, this is I'm talking like it. I remember I was sitting there and I had to go to another meeting afterwards and I just listened to this other guy in this other meeting, just like, I'm not listening to none of what you're saying. I just remember that meeting, like what they told me about my analytics. I think like, it was super, one, this interesting how they do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, like, there is that, it's like, weirdly, like, how, that's the thing with, like, technology and how people have monetized it. Who knew in 20 years ago that data would be it's almost like the new currency a little bit.
100%. Big data. You know? Big data is is where you have large amounts of data and, you know, you can use them for really powerful things. So, yeah, if the information is super important.
And I think what's mad about data is that how it's changing politics a little bit as well.
Oh,
you had like the Cambridge Analytica. Was it called?
Analytica.
When that whole thing came out, I think then people, because most people kind of, you know, you watch a video on YouTube and like some conspiracy theorists, you're like, this guy with his tinfoil hat, man. No, I listen to him. But then when it actually comes out in the news and then it's a proper, then people say, oh, whoa, this is real. This is actually, I didn't. Yeah. And I think that's kind of sometimes what can often like scare me a little bit with technology. Not to say that I'm scared, but you just think, what is it going to be like? Because you know when people say, what's technology going to be like in 10 years? And they always say technology, people in technology, man, technology, what? Not 10 years. What's it going to be like in 2 months?
That's true. It's definitely true.
But I sometimes, you know, someone who, I don't have children, but when I think about having children, I think, you know, you've got a lot of parents now who kind of, they go, no, I'm not making sure he's not going to have a phone. And you can't really help kids not, because my nephew's clued up. I got him a DS.
Yeah.
Before I know it, he's already on YouTube and he's watching, he's into manga and stuff. And kids just know how to navigate the internet.
It's made for them.
And I think that's the thing, especially with like technology now. You just think like, there's so much good out there.
Yeah.
But then there's also so much bad as well.
Yeah, there is.
And I think it's like, it's hard because you can't even really stop it. And you can't really get away from it.
It's true. And there's people that will take advantage of it. So like any tech, anything gets hacked. Anything, not even tech, anything, somebody works out a way to hack it. So right now politics is being hacked, isn't it?
Yeah.
So my mentor actually is quite into his business and he done a search for Facebook adverts and the Conservative Party was running 10,000 variations of an advert at the same time. 10,000 variations of an advert. So, and this isn't conspiracy theory. This is fact. This is she showed us.
But
some
I think
of the
stats, that is what is so intriguing about, because you know we can sit here and be talking about technology and calculators, but the way that it's going forward is cyber, really.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you know, Facebook is no joke. Facebook is changing the world as we know it. People use it to, you know, look, if you've got parties that are spending that amount of time and a lot of money on things, it must be valid. You get
Just throwing cash at it.
So it's crazy. The internet is leading and there's a lot of people following, but like you said, there's good and bad. So the question is are we going to have, what are we going to put in place for society to make sure that they can understand and we know what is bullshit and what isn't. Do you know what I mean?
It's like,
you know, when you like had junk mail, when we had junk mail when we were a kid, like, and it said, oh, you've won £10,000. I'd be like, oh, mum, let me fill this in. I'd fill it in, whatever.
Yeah, I fill that in still.
Put it in the post box. I'd be like, oh, we're rich. money. Yeah. I'd be walking around the house. And then like now you think, oh, that's a load of bullshit. Like, it's just whatever. But people go on the internet and read something and be like, yeah, it's true, man. Facts.
Yeah. Do you feel like, what do you feel like technology is missing? Because today, I needed to get my medical records. And I'm a person where I'm like, there must be some website. I can get that. You can email that. It will be done in a couple of hours. Yeah, yeah. And they said to me, yeah, you got to come down and get it yourself. I said, can you not email it? Is that, no, we can't email it. GDPR. I said, can I not pay for it or something, yeah, or whatnot? Is it like
Amazon Prime it? Can I Amazon it?
But I think, yeah, that's weird. Yeah. You know, like sometimes like we're so easily, yeah, we have so much easy access to stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That the minute it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah,
I need to come pick it up in person.
Can you imagine trying to order something online and them telling you it'll take 14 days?
Oh my gosh. Forget it. Just keep it. Keep it. I don't want it.
So I suppose what you want me to do next is come down to the shop and pay for it. All right, mate.
I bought something recently and it took 10 days. And I was just
long
like,
10 days.
But you know, you think up to 10 days. And I was like, it'll be here in three, yeah, innit? Yeah. And it took 10 days. And I was like, what are you doing making it? Like, what's going on, man? This is preposterous. But I tried to, I had to get my medical records. Yeah. And the receptionist GP said, no, you need to come down and get it. And there was no alternative.
No, there isn't.
So, and I think we consume tech so much now and it's so accessible. The minute it's not, I feel like if there's going to be something that's going to, like it's start an apocalypse, it's that.
Of course, if mobile network disappeared,
yeah,
and there was like a massive EMP, electromagnetic pulse, that kicked off,
then big tech words there, you know. I was like, EMP, what's that, bro? What's that? I thought that was like a fucking, that rock band, bro. What's that rock band? Oh, yeah, yeah. Aria. I knew Horatio knew as well.
Look straight to the white guy. Straight to Horatio. So this is rock. You know what's bad? Horatio stepped up and was like, I've got this, guys. I got you.
Horatio was looking at me like, he's struggling. I'll get him
here. This is why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Straight in.
I looked at Horatio straight. I didn't even look. No, he's like, you don't know him, man. Come on, give me that name, man.
He stepped in.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, that's the thing.
Because you imagine, like, we've all had that anxiety. You know that? Oh, do you know what's weird? Anxiety when your phone's on your 5% battery.
I live like that a lot, though.
You live, what's your battery percentage?
Now my battery's all right because I haven't really been doing much, so it's quite full. But
so I'm on 80%. My watch is on 9% now.
Yeah. Smartwatch guy.
Yeah, man.
I tried to get in the smartwatch thing, but I couldn't do it, man.
I was so against it.
Really?
I was so not up for it. I'll be honest, it's a gift from Apple. Like,
as you do.
No, but you got to be honest, though, innit? Yeah. But I wasn't on it. I was like...
Little plug there. As you do. Because you all get gifts from Apple, don't we, Horatio?
Yeah, yeah, man.
I was like, Mark, because I didn't sign this off, bro.
Where can I get a gift, bro? You know how many headphone wires and cables I had to keep buying, bro? You got a sling, man, a little watch.
I'm still waiting for the bro advert when you first hear the headphones. Oh my God. It's like hearing for the first time.
Can't wait for it.
you want a billboard.
These are the best experience I've had musically in my life. But so you're saying about your watch, yeah?
Yeah, I was just saying, so the anxiety you get when you don't have, like when you have 5%.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm just saying, yeah, my watch is low battery, so I feel a bit like, oh, I need to charge it. But like, if you were to just, mobile phones were to disappear.
Yeah.
For 24 hours. Like, have you ever smashed your phone and had to wait for that 24 hours? Do you know what?
No, I've never had that one. The one I've had is recently I was showing off and I put my phone in water. Yeah. Just a bit, let me just shove off in that. And then, I don't know what happened. I think, because obviously I use facial recognition on my phone, innit? Which was mad because, like, at first I was like, no, I ain't using this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep putting in my PIN. And then I seen how easy it was with my thumb. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this is mad easy. I can buy stuff with my thumb. I was like, I'm going to keep using this. So obviously I then upgraded and now I use my face. And I remember I was just showing off. This was this year, actually.
Yeah.
And I dipped it in because someone was like, no, it's not waterproof. I was like, what?
Hold my drink.
Hold my beer. Julie, hold my beer, love. I'll show you about waterproof. Seen the adverts, I have. So I dipped it in the water.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. It was no problem with it. And then I think later on in the evening, I was trying to like log into like my phone. It wasn't working. So I was like, oh, okay, like whatever.
Yeah.
Then I see my phone had a little bit of fog where the camera was. So now already I'm like, nah, bro, this is a problem. This is a technology problem.
Yeah.
So as you do, you go online. And there's always a solution. This is what... Okay, I can't say I find it annoying, but sometimes I've gone online and you found a solution straight away.
Yeah.
And I'm like how... Why... How do you connect the da 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 to da da?
Yeah.
You go on that and you do it. Cool. Yeah. But sometimes you go in there and there is no solution, and there's bare people chatting shit in the discussions. Yeah, yeah. Now this stresses me out because I'm reading through. Okay, come on, there must have been someone. Okay, there must be no. So you're telling me no one has had a bit of water in the their forums, camera?
No one said that.
What the fuck is wrong with these people, bruv? Stupid blog, man. Bruv, I'm on Google like page 12 in it, trying to find whatever I could get in it. And I couldn't find anything. I think I tried to put it in rice. That didn't work. And then it just never worked. And then I remember calling up Google. So now this is me now. No, not Google. Sorry, Apple. This is me now. All right, I'm going to call them up now. Yeah. Now, for me, this is like, I don't normally do this stuff, innit? Oh, here we go. Got to call them up like these amateurs, these losers. So I call them up. You're right. Yeah. So in my head, I'm thinking, all right, cool. I'm just going to go down to the shop. They're going to meh, meh, meh. Then it's done, innit?
Yeah.
This guy's talking about, what do you want to do, mate? Is you want to back it up, then do like a hard reset. That resets the whole phone and put it back on. I was like, bruv, man, I'm like, that's a 2-hour job to start backing up. I ain't even got enough space on my laptop to back up the phone.
Yeah.
So already I'm stressing out. The phone then starts doing weird things like I'm on the phone and then I'm kidding. It's like, I'm like, bruv, what? Like, I'll be talking to people. And then the phone just goes. Have you had that?
I've had that. Yeah.
But it feels like, what's that film? Transformers.
Yeah.
Where they try and get into the line. Yeah. So my phone's going through that. And I'm just like, this is distress. Like, in the end, I just don't think I had time. I just bought a new phone.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you're living like that. Yeah. Hey, you walked in with some cash. Just threw it at a genius's face. You took a clip of money and said, take that.
Brother, I was getting stressed because I use my phone.
There you go.
My phone is work.
It is for many of us.
From the moment I wake up to when I go to bed,
of course,
it's pretty much work, isn't it? Yeah. So whether it's emails or sending files, or I use it for absolutely everything. So when it starts messing up, small things, this is a big deal for me now, isn't it? Buying things. And obviously, I've got the office as well, so I have to buy stuff for the office and do everything basically all on my phone.
You're not the only person.
I just said, boom. Yeah. And the guy was like, what's wrong with this one? Yeah, trying to do the facial. Oh, we can go up to this. That's a genius. I said, I've done that. I'm going to buy a new one, all right?
Like, you're so clever. You would have known that anyway, mate.
I felt like a proper chump boy. Well, I've done that. So I'm just going to buy another one. And the guy's looking at me like, we can fix this. What now?
Bead of sweat just coming
down. I'd rather buy another phone. Thank you.
And that's, you know what? And when you think about it, you're not the only, brother. I'm hard pressed to find someone who doesn't feel like that about their phone.
Yeah, of course.
And it's only going to get more and more like that, though.
Now you got two phones here, right?
Yeah, I have.
So what are the phones you got here?
So this is my Apple phone.
Yeah, is that free as well?
Yeah.
Right. You got it for free?
No, I never said that.
Nah, you got to bring me in, bro.
And this
me
is
and Horatio, bro.
He's like, Aria. Remember that?
Yeah, we'll split it, boy. I'll take the phone. You can have the AirPods or something.
And this is the Google Pixel. So it's I like taking pictures on it. So what it is it's there are a lot of phones have loads of lenses on it, but this has got, I honestly don't know what Google do, but it analyzes a photo when you take it.
Yeah.
It just knows what it is. It uses reverse image search to work out what you're taking a picture of.
Reverse image search. Yeah. What is that?
So basically, you can take an image.
Yeah.
Put it, like I can take a picture of your face.
Yeah.
Put it on the into reverse image search and it will search the internet for other pictures with your face in it and say, this is probably Mo Gilligan.
What?
Yeah, man.
Nah.
That exists. Reverse image search. Yeah.
RAM. Yeah. I've heard of it. Yeah.
What's the REM song? They got like some.
Take it away.
Happy and shiny people.
Oh, yeah. I've heard,
I like that version that you did as well.
Yeah. That's like one of them kind of rom-coms at the end.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, maybe we should get back together. And then it's got a shot of San Francisco.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like panning
a long
out.
Pan and they walk away.
And you always see that tram going down the hill. And then it's got that song. Anyway, that went off subject.
But yeah, man. So with phones, like you said, anxiety is crazy. Like people can't. And you know, with mobile phones, this is what I want to say. I really disagree with people that say mobile phones are expensive. When you think about how much contact time you have with what other device do you touch as much, right? Mm. For such a long amount of time, do you rely on day in, day out? That's like a heart, bro.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hearts ain't all that. If your heart decides to stop beating for 10 seconds, you're going to feel that.
I'm with you. But when my phone broke and I had to buy that, I was fuming, innit?
Oh, come on, Mo, man. We know about you in a Reese t-shirt. Nah, man. You're living at a different level of life.
I was fuming because even the guy's telling me, no, the new one, possibly, you know, they can't tell you, innit? It might come out. I'm like, bro, it's coming out, bro. It come out every September. Just give me the new phone. So every part of me was like, just vexed. I had to buy this new phone. I think I gave the other one to my sister, but then I don't think she ended up using it. Where do you stand on this iPhone Android debate? Because I think that debate is just so funny, man.
I think I love winding up people that are on each side. Yeah. So I love, like, you know what the WhatsApp groups are like, you know, obviously I've got my nerdy ones as well, innit?
Yeah.
So we've got ones where there's memes flying around about Android and Apple, whatever. But for me, I feel like all phones are just starting to feel like very similar. So if I feel massively, like I don't know if you use Android or not, if I threw this at you now, I don't feel like you'd be like, you'd get it.
I know how to navigate and stuff.
Might be a ropey half day, but then you'd be using it like you would any other phone. Yeah. So now they're so similar. Before, I think Apple was like, they were leading the pack. Like they just, what they focused on was not how, kind of what my thing is not how it works, just make it work. Okay. Like people always go, Android people always go, look at Apple again, using last year's features and packaging it in a new phone. Mm. I'm like, yeah, bruv, but they did it better, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, and you just want your phone to work.
They're fuming listening to this, boy. They're fuming.
How dare you? I've been an Android user for 12 years. No, but like, Apple, their thing is it's not about being the first, it's about doing it the best.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, like, that's what you say to a girl when she's, you know, you say, look, babe, I might not be your first.
Right. That's what men are going to start doing, boy. Just reading the Apple manuals, boy, of what it means.
But
I was made in California, but man's assembled in China still. No, Leon, you're not. You was born in Lewisham College.
Yeah.
Your mum's Jamaican.
But I always find Apple Care though, babe.
Yeah.
And I'm waterproof.
The first year's included. The second year is free. Yeah. I always find with this Apple Android debate, it's very like, there used to be a time when before it was BlackBerry versus I think Apple. One time.
I remember dissing my friend for having an iPhone. I was like, what is that, bro?
BlackBerry was like, I've always felt like a bit sorry for it because when it came in, it was the phone that everyone literally had it, or you needed to have.
It was like the Timberland of phone world. Like, had a hot beat, but then after a little while, when you listen back to it for a little while, you're like, yeah. With Timberland, the producer, he had tunes. And they're like, yeah, they're hot. And then a little while after, like, you're like,
I like that analogy. Because as soon as you said that, I was like, some of the beats are a bit dead still. But some beats are banging, but I know what you mean.
They're banging, but like, I feel like I listen to a Dr. Dre. All right, Dr. Dre 2001, I'll put that on, I'll be like, classic album. Give me the Timberland classic album. I'll wait. do you know what I mean? I'm like, he had beats.
Give me some annoyed Timberland fans, bro.
That's it. Android Timberland
just
users.
In the comments. Yeah. Time I watch one or two. Oh, that was a good analogy. Still, I'm thinking of Bear Timberland.
He was like the ad lib.
I do feel though, with certain, there must be a deal that like Apple have with Snapchat, because why is it that Android in 2019 still looks like CCTV on Android?
It's really interesting. When I look at Snapchat, when people use Snapchat on Android, I'm like,
you know straight away. You look at it like, rub, bruv, we filmed this on a potato.
Is everything okay at home? I want to message them and be like, we can talk, you know? Like, do we need to do some financial planning to kind of...
Because
like,
I find that so weird.
Yeah, I can't work it out. But you know what? There's a weird relationship between phone companies because Google is owned by Android, right? Or Android's owned by Google, should we say. When you use your iPhone to search, you use Google, you know. Google pay Apple to make sure that when you use a search on Safari, that it uses Google as a default search engine. So they're all kind of aware of each other's. Yeah. I'm just saying, they're like in bed with each other, but...
Because Samsung make the screens, innit?
There you go.
It's a big conspiracy in a blood clad.
Papa Moses in here.
Yo, it's a big conspiracy, man. You must use your Sejam. You know them trapper phones?
Oh, man.
The trapper phones, bruv. You know when you see a man with those trapper phones, you're like, hey, you're a drug dealer, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no little, way about it.
I always find it hilarious when it's always some henchman texting on a tiny little keypad as yeah. well.
Cool. You see a man with that phone where you have that by choice.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you're in the streets.
So what, a second, you've got a Sky Dweller Rolex on. Okay, and you got that phone. Oh, see. Okay, cool. And you go to Nobu 4 times last week. Okay, cool. All right. Fine.
That so, must be so
like,
mad.
Bro, I don't know why the Jakes keep looking at me for, but he's a fed. I'm like, bro, you've got the drug dealer phone out.
You know what's mad is when they go Nobu and it's like, oh, sir, do you have the email reservation on your phone? And you bring out that phone like, no, this don't get reservations still. There's WAP on there. Yeah, but
WAP.
Do you remember WAP?
Wireless Access Protocol.
I didn't even know it was called that WAP. Still.
That was you
know,
the internet.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been popping out some words being like, go on, Marcus, finish this off. I don't know what it actually means.
Horatio, what's the song by WAP?
He thought you meant Wham. I said, that's a banger, though.
WAP. What? It was old internet.
White rap. Or
white rap.
You don't know what WAP is? You remember like Nokias and stuff?
You thought it was white rap.
Oh no, there's a thing called WAP.
What? Nokias?
No. Eminem, Vanilla Ice, sure. They're all just what we say, like WAP.
Yeah, WAP.
Yeah, white rap.
Yeah.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah.
Nah. There's this thing on, you know, like on some of the, I think it's a Nokia. I want to say the 3330 was the first inch.
I had the 83. Yeah, it was on the 3330. It was the WAP.
8310 was the one that had radio.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Wait, is this a radio thing then, WAP? What, is it a thing
so
on
WAP
the first?
Was like, you know, like Nokia. You know, like a Nokia face-off or not. That had internet on it.
Sure.
It was very primitive though.
Can you imagine?
What, could you do Google search?
Nah, it was more like what time your train out, like, coming?
Football scores and stuff like
and
that.
And it would come up like an error document with like
literally,
code.
Yeah.
It was like code, not like
brother,
a
it was £50 a minute, bruv. No one used it. No one was using WAP. I think just to find out, because all you could do is find out football scores, like saying train times, whatever. There was nothing like...
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a thing of like, oh, bruv, I've got WAP on my phone.
Exactly, exactly.
But anyway, you might be able to buy some ringtones.
To answer your question, what's missing? Right, so what's missing from tech now? Apple, clearly at the moment, have the best ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. So what you'll find is people have one device. Like I said, I wasn't a big fan of the watch. Once I integrated that into my system, I was like, now, you know, I can unlock my laptop. Mm. When I got my watch on, it just unlocks it.
Yeah, there's a few tricks
if
and
I go
and stuff.
Download, yeah, if I go to download something, I don't have to type in a password. It goes, just tap your watch. I'm like...
No, that's cold.
So stuff like that. So you just, it becomes easy. But
I need to learn how to do this stuff because I've got Apple Watch, you know. I don't use it, bruv.
I've got you, bro. Yeah. I've got you, bro. You probably got a selection of them. What happens?
No. I remember getting one.
I got wet, so I bought a new one.
Nah. Yo, you know what? I remember buying one Apple Watch and I was like, I've made it now in life, innit? Yeah. Bruv, I didn't use this watch for anything that it was capable for. What did I use it for? I think I went to the gym a few times, seen the heart rate monitor. Maybe I didn't ever use the picture thing on it because, you know, you can use it like with the camera. Yeah. I remember showing it to people. Yeah. Then after that, I think it was like, I didn't use it and then I had to charge it. Then it got long. Then before I knew it, I sold it. I ended up selling mine, actually.
Good
CX. Let's talk about CX, actually. Them man are piss takers, bruv.
I don't do that anymore, man.
Brother, you'll give them 500 games. They'll give you £30, bruv.
They are the porn. They are the worst pawn shop ever.
They are piss takers, bruv.
Yeah, unless you want to work with me and, you know.
But, you know, like, it's mad because it's like...
Yeah.
They sell, obviously... Sometimes I've been in there and they've got, like, the latest thing in there.
Yeah.
Like, someone's just bought an iPhone and they just decided to sell it. So I'm always like, okay, cool. But then it's like... It's mad because they buy it for nothing. And obviously, that's their business model, isn't it? I gotta respect the hustle, innit?
Yeah.
But I've been
there. Pawn shops prey on people, though.
Bro, man. I've been in CEX, trying to really, like, come on, man. Give me an extra £10. Mm. Sorry, man. Can't do it. Because the guys in there, it's hard because they're quite cool guys. Yeah. They're always that kind of grungy guys as well.
Yeah.
It's like, man, sorry, man. I've got this same phone. If even I try to do it, give me the same price.
Do you know what
nothing
I hate?
I can do.
When they tap on the keyboard and go,
So, yeah.
What were you expecting for it? As much as you fucking can give me. What am I going to ask for? For you to rip me off? If you will pay me £1 million for this shit phone, of course I'm going to take it. And so I say something like that and they're like... So the retail for this phone is £250. I'll give you £7. I'm like, bruv.
Yeah.
Are you taking a piss?
Literally, like, I remember once when I actually saw my Apple Watch, I went there and I had the aluminium one.
Yeah.
And they've priced it up as a stainless steel. Mm-hmm. And they're giving me the stainless steel price.
Okay.
The only reason why they couldn't give it to me because they couldn't get my watch off the iCloud. Even though I've reset and stuff. Right. And it's like, yeah, you got to come back tomorrow, innit? And I'm like, no, bro. I need what you're giving me now, bro. And the guy, I said, can you promise me the same price? Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I went back there the next day. Not, that guy's not working there. Some next
Someone
guy.
Else, yeah.
Okay, cool. I was like, no, I was here yesterday. You offered me a different price. So, it's like, yeah, man, that's stainless steel price, man. I can't give you that, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please. Please, I need this money, bro. Yes. I got a wife and kids, motherfucker. Wife and kids. I think...
put that online. Sell that shit online. If you're going to sell shit, don't do it in a rush, innit?
Yeah, but I can't buy stuff online. I'm scared to buy stuff online. I remember back in the day using eBay and buying some stuff. Never really got bumped. But I remember when I was trying to buy a MacBook...
Yeah.
And I ended up buying a PowerBook G4. Do you remember that?
So did you pay MacBook money for a PowerBook G4?
No.
Okay, okay. All
but right, I was seeing how cheap it was. Right, and I'm like, why don't everyone get one of these, bruv? Yeah. And then I got it and I realized you can't even watch videos on it and stuff.
This is not powerful at all. Yeah, more of a book. Thanks.
I was like, this is rubbish, bro. I was fuming. I contacted the guy and the guy was like, yeah, like I can refund it, but it will take like the minus the money you paid, like 30% or something like that. I was like, I just need my money back because I can't be rolling it. This is when I was at uni, innit? And I didn't really know what was what. Yeah. And sometimes you go online and you see everyone's getting that one.
Yeah.
But you see this one is cheap.
Yeah.
And like, especially I find that with iMacs. iMac recently. And I'm seeing all these cheap ones. I'm like, what? This one's $2, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then in my head, I was like, nah, bruv.
If it's too good to be true.
When it's got no HD in that, you're watching films on, 3060?
Yeah, yeah, forget.
Yeah. Nah, man. I'm not involved, bruv. Before we end, though, what would you say is, what would you want to see? What would, like, three things, like, three you want to see in the future in terms of technology?
Three things I want to see is, I want to see actual... integration, like I think we're almost ready for us to be like plugged in.
Really?
Yeah, I think it can happen.
Nah, man, you've seen the Black Mirror, man.
Yeah, man.
I ain't trying to get plugged in, man. I ain't gonna lie.
80s night on a Monday, 90s night on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks sick. What, raving for the rest of my life?
What, there's a film like that, Ready Player One?
Ready Player One, love that film.
That's a sick film.
By Ernest Cline, I've actually read the book.
Yeah.
Sick,
the book better. Are you one of them guys, bro? The book is actually better. I ain't got time, bro.
You know what's worse though, bro? I don't do this. People go, oh, you just saw the film. Oh, so I guess you like that ending then.
I had kids like that in school when I watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
You know it's a book. And I was like, no, it is a book. He doesn't know. Informer in the chamber.
So yeah, integration. I'd love it, man. Ready Player One's sick. That's
yeah.
I reckon that could happen. So what, us interacting in the VR world or AR world?
So you're saying plug yourself in, like that's proper Black Mirror.
Yeah, so I reckon we can integrate. Like, it's,
you don't see that episode of Black Mirror?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Man falls in love with his bridging.
Oh, not games. That one. Oh no, not that one. No, I meant the one where there's the women, the two ladies, and they upload themselves when they're old and they're on a system.
Oh, so that's San Genipino.
Yeah,
or something
not the
like
ones
that.
Where the guys are like having Street Fighter sex, basically. Yeah, sex fighter.
Yo, man, you want to play FIFA? Yeah, man, let's get on. I'm gonna be Messi. You gonna be Ronaldo. I don't know why
I love the memes from
the South or Texas.
Yeah, always. I love the memes for that though online where people are like, there was memes of guys saying, I just want to play computer games. The girls like, yeah, go play online with your friends.
yeah.
Watch out.
So, okay, that's really interesting though that you say that in terms of plugging up.
Yeah, yeah.
To like a cloud, like a cloud system. You say,
I think it's possible. I think, you know, I'm always somebody who likes to think things are possible, and we've seen some crazy
stuff.
To
get lost in the cloud, bruv.
It is, yeah.
Hey, bruv, why you not at work, man? Man was in the cloud this weekend, bruv.
I'm in the cloud.
Man got lost in the cloud, cuz.
And I think we're going to augment ourselves. I think that's something that's going to happen.
What's that?
So augment. I think we're just going to be adding bits onto ourselves.
You know? Really?
I think it's happening already, bro. This is a piece of tech, right? Yes, yeah, strapped onto me, but, you know.
Bro, you're in some dark tech,
rate.
Bruv.
Bruv, it tells your heart rate.
I just want
over.
A hologram, bruv.
You just want big juicy hologram,
bruv,
yeah?
They had this two-pack hologram, yeah? I say, yeah, I'm ready for these O2 shows, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was almost like 5 years ago, that hologram. Sick.
Well, you know what? That's a really good point. That's another thing that I think AR, everyone's talking about VR, Ready Player One, but AR is where it's at realistically, because VR, you've got to put it on, you can't go anywhere. But AR, like on augmented reality, you can have a pair of glasses. They've not quite, Google tried it, it didn't really work.
Oh, the pair Google of glasses. Yeah.
I looked at them, I was like,
they were expensive.
I was like, £1,500 for that.
Yeah, they were very expensive.
Yeah. So they've canned it now, but I reckon one day we'll be wearing specs and I'll come up to you and they'll go, yeah, that's Mo.
Yeah.
And you'll be getting data.
I see there's one program, BBC Click.
Yeah.
I think they was talking about that recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll happen.
See, some of them things are a bit dark, man.
Do you reckon? Wouldn't you like heads up there? Wouldn't you like to know if you see someone? Isn't it terrible when you work on a production, right? This must happen to you.
Yeah.
There's one guy, you just can't get their fucking name.
You talk to people, bro.
Oh, wait.
No, brother, talk to it. Wrong one, brother. What's your name again? Jonathan. Oh, my bad. How what? You doing, Jonathan? Yeah, not too.
Oh, like a 30 day production.
Jonathan. Wrong one. Birthday and that, yeah. Say no more. How did you know? Obviously.
Yeah.
Man's got these on.
That's what you want.
Yeah, okay. You too, bro. Losing weight, yeah. Yeah, your BPI is down. I can see in my glasses. Nah, man. I'm not ready for that conversation, blood.
Oh, that's sick.
I'm not ready for that. Hold on. Ross, swear down, bro. Where am I to your eye, cuz? Nah, bro. Mouse has been sleeping, man. Brr, pink eye. What? No, I ain't got no pink eye, bro. I'll smash up your glasses, blood. About pink eye, blood. Oh, mate. Nah, yeah. That would be mad because, nah, man. We got to talk. We just got to talk as friends, bro. You can't have glasses that tell people stuff.
People used to say that about, like, internet and like Facebook and do you know what I mean, like, so people or Instagram, people just go on your Instagram, look at it, and they'll get like a understanding of how you are.
Because there's an episode in Black Mirror, I think it's one of the first ones in the season, where they've got the thing on the thumb and they can rewind,
yeah, the thing, and it's the widget, but they can rewind everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's long,
fucked.
Man.
That's fucked.
You can't
fuck
have that, man. There'll be that. No more WhatsApp banter, bruv.
No banter.
Bruv, you said you were suck tools. No, I didn't. Hey, bro, rewind to Friday the 17th, cuz. Yeah. There, blood. Yeah, I said all suck tools anytime. See, there you go, blood. You know what? I'm going to kill everyone in this room. How about that?
Evidence, police.
The glasses. I'm sensing a hostile environment. Oh, mate. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I think it would be. Was that all three then? Have I got one more?
You said the cloud thing.
The cloud, plug it in, AR. Oh yeah, and like augmenting ourselves. I think we are going to start sticking bits onto ourselves.
Yeah,
it's happening already, Mo. Really, think about it.
You can't add bits on, bro. People are start people doing dumb that. Stuff. Adding
there's a lot of cosmetics.
Adding penis on themselves, bro.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of people adding cosmetics in. There's people that are putting chips in their wrists so they can just boop.
Yeah, that's
the card.
Mad. But bruv, people take the piss, bro. They'll make big penises and that, bro. This is what you got to realize. Yeah, we're human beings, innit?
Yeah,
we're thinking of ego, innit?
Everyone
is going to think, you know what, right? I can add. What can I do to my body, technology-wise?
Right.
I can either have a memory that I can always remember things.
Yeah.
People don't care about that, bro. Big man, let me get the 30-inch penis in it, bro.
Give me the wood.
Let's not play around, cuz. Yeah.
And with guff. Yeah. I heard what you did today. If you gave a spaghetti dick.
Make it spin round.
All right, here's something. I'll leave you with this. This is a real thing, yeah. It's called CRISPR. Right? So for a long time, it's been very hard to split and cut apart genes. But CRISPR is a process, in essence, where scientists can cut up your DNA and put it back together again seamlessly. So, for example, in a good environment, you'd cut out the cancer gene in it, so you're less likely to get cancer, right? Mm-hmm. In another world, you can be like, ooh, edit my genes so that I have a kid that's taller. Or, do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Bare tall kids,
CRISPR.
Bruv.
Google it. CRISPR.
That's long, man. You can't have bare tall people, bruv. You need a couple short people to balance it out, bruv. Because then you're 7 foot and someone is like 6'9" and they become short.
Yeah, exactly. So we walk into a room now and we're like, bruh, we used to be above average height.
Man, you're short, bruv.
Yeah.
How? What? Yeah. 6 foot? Yeah. Bruv, I remember 6 foot people.
Yeah.
That's just mad.
Yeah, so imagine, so maybe we're not hacking ourselves like that, but if we can get in the genetics like we can, and CRISPR's a thing, it works and it's cheap, very cheap to do. It's not an expensive process.
You can hack your own genes. This is what I mean about it. You can't change evolution. You can't change life, bro.
What if you want to take all the funny genes out of you and Chappelle and and K Curd and a bunch of other comedians, just combine them together. What would you have? People would think of stuff like that.
Nah, but that's the thing, bruv. It's got to be natural funny, innit?
Yeah.
You can't be, yeah, bruv, man's funny, obviously, because my when my dad was making me, man, I did a little funny gene in there, obviously. You can't have all the things, bruv. This is the thing. Could you imagine it? Having everything. Tall, hey. Good looking.
No.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. No, but... You know what I mean, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. If you had, I know exactly you had what you
every
mean.
Single
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
You need a few flaws, man.
You know, you just... I agree with
I
you.
Feel like I agree with you. I feel like the downside of that is if you genetically make people
right.
like that,
right.
they're not going to last long.
Did you
man,
ever...
Man, last in 20
did you,
years.
Did you ever play a computer game where you could pick the stats for your own player?
Yeah.
What did you do with the stats, man?
No, I made man do it.
Yeah. There's people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I made footballer and I'd make him hench and quick. With 99 shot power, bro. No agility.
No agility, forget that. Just strength for speed. But you'll have people like that.
Play him up front, bro. Give him the ball. He will always score.
Just hold down shot, don't let go of it. 100%
yeah.
power.
But oh, yeah, mate,
so you'll
yeah.
get people that are like that. I reckon that's a possibility. It is happening. People are already doing it. So, well, people are already doing stuff like that anyway.
Mm.
People love to look different, clearly, because they're looking at the gram. People are putting all sorts of stuff.
I really want to see holograms take off.
Really?
I really, because when I seen that Tupac thing,
yeah.
I was like, that's so cool.
Would you do a whole concert of Tupac if it was like
Do you know what would be sick though? For me as a stand-up,
yeah.
Imagine having a stand-up and you can go to another show in another yeah. country at the same time.
Would you be cool with that?
Hologram, yeah. And it feels like you're there as well.
Would you want a system, yeah, so that you could be like, because you know you like, you'd have interaction with an audience member, yeah. like you might rent somebody.
Nah.
You want to be able to rent somebody in Japan.
That's why the tickets are cheaper in that place, isn't it? There's no interaction.
Oh, so you want the real me? Yeah, you got to pay
yeah.
for that.
Okay, yeah, cool. yeah, yeah. But no, imagine, yeah. or for example, there's ways that people who couldn't...
Sorry about that. My bad. Right.
There's ways that, like, for example, there's ways that... Because what I really do like with technology is how it's changing health a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how it's helping, like, older people and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Things like Alexa and stuff like that. Yeah. I think, like, those things are really cool for people who are a little bit older. And
because yeah, yeah.
they always say, oh, you're old, like, tech isn't for you, it's for young people. So those kind of things I think are really cool. And what you can do with, like, I think the apps like the health app on the
oh, yeah.
and
so
stuff.
Even on the new watch, Mo, yeah. If you have a fall, if you're over 65,
yeah.
if you have a fall and you're not responsive,
yeah.
they've got enough data on human movement to work out if you've had a forward fall, a backward fall, and they'll call an ambulance for you.
Raw. Mm-mm.
Now, some people might say that's an invasion of privacy, right? Yeah. Because, well, you know, what if I was just, you know, I don't want you to know if I've fallen over. Or not. But then
sorry,
for others,
I shouldn't be laughing, but it just reminds me of that American advert. Help! I've fallen, I can't get up.
Why is that advert so funny though, bruv? It is, isn't it? It's hilarious.
But it is reminds me of that advert. If you've seen that advert, watch it. You'll laugh still. I'm sorry if I offend anyone, but
no, I'm not.
That was kind of funny.
It's hilarious, I bet.
But no, yeah. that is true. Yeah.
So there's stuff like that, and I think that's really important. That's good, and I think that's a good selling point because Apple, like other tech companies, are aware that they need older people to buy into stuff, and they need young people to buy into stuff. And what better gift is it for you to know that you can get a loved one a watch, and if they fall over, you will get notified, and the emergency services are called. So, come on, how's that's not even it? What, they could charge a grand for that, and you could be like, well, for a service like that. That's not good money.
Because that's the thing. I think, imagine watching a... That's why I like holograms, because then you can have a show live in your house.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to abuse that.
But no, I mean...
So I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. Someone's going to abuse that.
A hologram,
like, what are you doing? I'm just going home for a hologram orgy.
No, but then that would be rubbish, because you're just humping the air, really, isn't it? Like, if you use a hologram to have an orgy, you wasted a hologram, blood.
Imagine someone comes to the room and sees you back in pure air.
Pure air, bruv. Nah, man. You wasted a whole hologram, bruv. But I mean, in terms of like having live experience.
Yeah, 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 for real.
Like, for example, if you could sit in your house
yeah.
and have a hologram experience of you feeling like you're at the game at the front, of the very best possible. Because I know probably. They do that in, is it, it's not VR, is the one you put in a headset.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so you can watch like VR. Champions League games and it feels like you're there.
Yeah, so I went to see the La Liga guys. So I go to, so there's this thing called MWC, Mobile World Conference, in Barcelona every year where it's about, meant to be about mobile stuff, but all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So I went to one of the stadiums over there and their tech is way up. So they've got a VR environment where it's just what you said. You're in a changing room. If you select one area, you get like pitch side seats. You can get live replays. You can check whether the VAR was taking a piss or not or wrong.
Wow.
So yeah, and then or you can go and get player stats. And it's like we're almost there, but
yeah,
there's just got to be the market for it though.
Yeah, I think things like that are really cool because if you could, like, if I could pay more money and I couldn't make a game, but I can watch it and it feels like I'm there. Yeah. Obviously, the experience of feeling a live goal when it's there is, you know, you're in your underpants. Oh man, put these back on.
Yeah, I mean, as an Arsenal supporter, I probably would enjoy watching from home for a little while.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you support?
Arsenal.
Okay. Okay. Coolios.
Yeah. Sharing my pain.
I think really, I know we're meant to wrap up, but you know what's mad with technology is how it's changing the porn industry though, because then you don't see that tweet about the Bootymaster 3000.
Oh, the Bootymaster 3000. We've got a whole episode.
That
of
was
it.
Proper funny.
So it's funny though. Porn's been leading the tech industry.
Yeah, that's true.
VHS. Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Streaming. Mm-hmm. Like people pirate shows and put them on porn sites because they know porn sites are really hard to get videos down off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like. They like porn is a really interesting place to look at when you're looking at the future of media consumption. Because if you want to know where media is going to be consumed next, it's going to be consumed in porn format. So there is 3D porn out there. There's like porn.
Bear smiling as you're saying this, bro.
I've got some 3D glasses still.
Goggles on.
No, because I remember when I was on Twitter and everyone was talking about the Bootymaster 3000.
Yeah, the Bootymaster 3000.
And that was so funny.
Do you know what's funny?
The memes were so funny.
It was the sour women, yeah.
Yeah, but can she cook though?
Yeah.
She can't cook though.
So yeah, what are you going to do when you run out of batteries though? Get some more.
It's USB operated. We'll have extension leads. Oh, man, I think that's where we got to wrap it up.
Yeah,
still. But
Nah,
man, that was a really pleasure. Just to even have you on the podcast. But
thanks, man.
Just having your knowledge of technology. So,
yeah man.
Where can people catch you on your socials and stuff?
At Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. That's on all social medias. And How to Kill an Hour is How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. Or just Google us. Google, see?
Technology again.
Hey.
They're listening on technology.
Trust me.
As well.
Trust me.
Yeah, because this would have been on a cassette 20 years ago. Not even 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, cassette.
Yeah, you got by another one next week.
thanks for having me though, Mo, man.
Okay, no worries. Thanks,
I'll see you on Netflix, innit? That's where I'll see you next.
Hey, maybe Instagram Live, who knows? But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care and respect your mum. Peace.